This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
And so for the past several years, we have put on this 10-minute skit where at some point some of us are in nuns' outfits.
You were in a go-go cage.
I played a nun a couple years ago, 2 years ago, dancing in a go-go cage, throwing out condoms that said, "Smile, Jesus loves you." And lightning didn't strike.
So. No, surprisingly.
Do we have video of this, Jimmy?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Is it on YouTube yet?
I don't know if that one from that year is on YouTube. I know the one from this past year where I was a housewife turned into a Catholic schoolgirl cheerleader.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, if I don't have to remember the words, I'm good with just moving around. I have to step in the library. You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
I have to ask, you are going to do Wizard of Oz. That seems like a really difficult and involved project.
It is.
It is. Yes, it is.
I mean, lots of scene changes. Yes. and
we are currently, I'm directing, of course, and then Zach is our musical director. He's also going to basically co-direct with me on this project. AJ is our choreographer, who has been the choreographer for the, all of our musicals since Grease.
Yay, AJ.
We're currently working on right now breaking apart the script, dissecting, finding out how we're going to do our scene changes.
Yeah.
We are planning on doing the whole monochromatic at the beginning to full color.
Wow.
When she actually gets to Oz.
Yeah.
We're going to do a new twist. It's not going to be a carbon copy of the film. We're going to try to do sort of a version where we've modernized it.
Yeah, that's good. Good word. You got it.
Modernized it a little more. If you know Sci-Fi, the Sci-Fi Network at all on cable, mm-hmm. where they did Tin Man, where it was a little
that was a good one. I like that.
Yeah. We're gonna do a cross between that meets Wicked as far as style goes, with costuming and Glinda coming in on her. You know,
I was wondering if you were gonna drop a house on somebody.
We may. That sounds a good idea.
Who?
I have some names we can't say on the radio. I have some names.
But knowing the way how you give, with some of your productions, you've given this different kind of twist to it, I'm expecting Dorothy to be a large black woman.
That's a good idea.
You know, Miss Eloise is coming to audition on Sunday and Monday, but she's not auditioning for Dorothy. She is wanting to audition for the part of Glinda or the Wicked Witch.
Ooh.
If you know Miss Eloise...
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I don't know if Jimmy has ever seen her on stage. Miss Eloise.
No, I don't think he came down.
No,
she is a larger, black, soulful bundle of love. Mm. We love Miss Eloise. She's like
that. We did that. You did that with Same Time Next Year, where instead of the two white breads you see in the movie,
that's right.
We had
a Hispanic and an African American.
Right, mocha and chocolate. When I cast a show, I have color blindness. I don't think that race should be an issue with any show. You should cast it however you think it's going to work, and what you see as an actress or an actor on stage, and how they act together, not the way they physically look together. Some things you have to go with a look, but a lot of that you don't.
Hey, we look good, so.
Kim looked
good. Oh, well, thanks.
Well, I mean, you also comment about that, about the fact that you pick more women of the earth for your productions.
Earthy women?
Huh?
You mean earthy women?
No, just bigger women.
Oh.
Women of the earth, more voluptuous.
Being a plus size gal myself.
Generously proportioned women. Okay.
But, I mean, the fact that you would put, you know, you would not see a production of Grease where three of the four pink ladies are plus size.
Sure.
Sort of.
Yeah. Our only skinny pink lady over there giggling.
So, I mean, that's the difference you have in a production like this is...
And you wouldn't also necessarily see the age that our pink ladies were in another theater either. Although they may not have appeared to be the ages they are. Some of them are a lot older than expected. No names.
Oh.
Not Sam. Sam was the baby by far. Yeah. Some of the people in the Pink Ladies were old enough to be her mother.
That's true. Ooh. Only one not engaged or married. You're so lucky.
But that was the thing with, you know, something that you do get with the community theater, not just you get something, a different view of what you're seeing, and plus you're a lot closer to the audience.
Our further seat away from the stage is 25 feet, which is sounds like a lot more than what it really is when you sit down in the chair.
Yeah, and even from the back of the seating area to the back of the stage area is not that great of a distance, so you really feel a part of it and into the atmosphere, which is why I've, you know.
And with Wizard of Oz, we will be breaking that wall and going into the audience like we did with Grease. Currently working on now of how to get the monkeys to enter from the audience.
Oh dear God.
Scariness.
Yes, I'm taking on Wizard of Oz and working on casting hopefully between 20 and 30 kids under 4.5 feet tall.
Scary small kids.
Because they have to be those creepy munchkins and those really, really, really evil flying monkeys.
With fleas.
Shh. You already have the fleas. Oh,
there is one part has been precast, though, and that is the part of Toto. That will be my 27-pound miniature dachshund.
Not so miniature, if you ask me.
She's miniature. She's a cocktail weenie. Ginger, we love you. Plug. She's listening.
Is she?
On a little bone radio.
I love you, Clark.
She probably is passed out.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Everyone should be about passed out. So, once again, let's just recap here. We've got Stage Door Inc. For the rest of the month, they're doing You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Fridays and Saturdays from 8 p.m. Sundays, 3 p.m. You can get tickets and reservations at stagedoorinc.com. And make sure you bring in canned goods for the bridge down there in it's Pasadena Charity?
Yes. Pasadena Women's and Children's Shelter for Domestic Violence. And then just one more recap on that, too. Make sure that 15th, 16th, and 17th of May, we are not in the theater. The theater is dark the whole week prior to that, as we will be at the Pasadena Strawberry Festival. We are the sponsors of the children's events. And so we pack up the theater and transfer to the fairgrounds, to the Pasadena Fairgrounds, and set up shop in a 10,000, 20,000 square foot air-conditioned building and have a ball.
I don't know what to do with that much space.
A lot
of stuff.
I've got over 10,000 feet of paper that gets wrapped and tied and stuck.
Well, you get to do it all.
Yes, you
and
do.
And take it down.
Everybody in this room is a board member except for Jennifer.
Honorary board member is going to help out.
How do you think?
Yeah, you got to be careful when you hang around too
that's
much.
Right.
You
know, that's caught
in the net.
That's why I've been here for as long as I have been. Yeah. So, Stage Door Inc. That's it.
Well, we also got a coupon next weekend for Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
Mom's coming for $5 if they bring in their families.
Yeah, so bring Mom to the show to see Good Man Charlie Brown. Mom gets in for $5. Next Sunday.
Happy Mother's Day.
And, you know, if you listen to the show there, and if your mom needs someone to kvetch with, Mark's mom will be there, and she'll be glad to kvetch with any mother. And
my mom rocks, personally. If
woo!
I can say.
Yeah!
And I say that because everybody in the room knows that she's mom to them, too. It's quite funny whenever you're standing in the lobby and she calls somebody by name, and they just stop and look at her, and like a little dog put their tongue on their legs and just...
Oh, but the story she talks about you when you're in the back.
Yes, wow. I know. Her and my grandmother both. Her and my grandmother are the backbone of this theater, and without them, it wouldn't be possible. So, Granny's not listening, but in spirit, she's here right now.
She's not dead.
She's sleeping.
God.
Have you ever met a senior when they sleep? They leave.
I am
tell her. We need to bring Granny one week.
This part is recorded, so you can play it for her.
Oh, that's right.
Awesome.
Yeah. After the
Granny, if you're listening, when you come back and listen to this, we love you.
We do love you.
All right. Thank y'all. We will see you next time around for
Wizard of Oz.
Woohoo! So we got a little music?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. I think we got Colts coming up in here.
persuasion. So yeah, we're pals, but it's not what I thought it would be. Just 'cause you're playing on my team doesn't mean you're playing with me. Then I met Pat at the laundromat. He was sharp, he was funny, he was cool and all that. But it didn't take long to find out about Patrick. Pat prefers gents who are geriatric. So yeah, we're pals, but it's not what I thought it would be. Just 'cause you're playing on my team doesn't mean you're playing with me. Look around, you'll find there's someone for everyone. Seems like there is someone for everyone. Tico. Ah, here's the man for me. Did it really come as a surprise? Chico likes guys who are super, super sized. So yeah, we're pals, but it's not what I thought it would be. Just 'cause you're playing on my team doesn't mean you're playing with me. Just 'cause you're playing on
I was just a little boy girl. I asked my mother, what would I be? Will I wear makeup? Will I do drag? And drive a pink caddy? Mary Kay, Sarah. Whatever you'll be,
whatever you'll be.
Just don't look more glam than me. Mary Kay, Sarah. I asked my mother one more time. I have no talent. What should I be? She said, go into movies, dye your hair blonde, and smile insipidly. Doris Day Sarah. She can't sing or act, you see. So Rock Hudson's beard she'll be. Doris Day Sarah. I have a computer of my own. I search for sex each morning at 3. Will I find true love? Will I get laid? Or will the millennium screw up my computer, ruin my dating life, and lead to the collapse of society? Y2K, Sarah. Whatever will be, will be. There was life before. Y2K, Sarah. Doris Day, Sarah.
Doris Day, Sarah.
Mary Kay, Sarah.
the music there.
Say again?
We had some music there. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness.
That's twice tonight you've done that now.
Wow.
Jeez, Jimmy. Can't take him anywhere.
I know. What did we hear?
We heard a lot. A belch.
It's not just a belch, because when Jimmy belches, it's history. Coming back up again.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Actually, we were going to talk a little bit about...
He forgot already.
The bill. Yeah, right. I talked about the protest at the HRC dinner.
Yeah.
Because they're exclusionary of transgenders. And Scott Tilling...
Only every other year.
Scott Tilling is... yeah. For the last 15. Scott Tilling has called in because he had better information on the bill that's going through right now. And he's should be calling in anytime now, Scott. There he is.
We ready for him?
Yes, okay. We are.
All right, let me get the...
Well, hold on. Make sure it's him before we go.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Let me check real fast. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that is Scott.
Who the hell else calls on this show? Sally. I'm sorry, Sally.
Sally Huffer. Sally Huffer calls.
Sally does call.
She likes free stuff. Hi, Sally.
Have you seen her lately?
The Red Sox.
She looks great.
Okay, that's Scott.
My God.
We ready?
Yes.
All right, let's bring him on. There he is.
Okay. Hey, Scott.
Hello. Yes.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
I always think it's good to look up bills.
Hold up, Scott. Scott.
Yes.
I have to say something to you first before
okay.
You start talking, okay?
Yep.
You are on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to do that little FCC thing. So, go ahead. And turn the other official thing is turn your radio down.
Okay. Turn it off.
Yep.
Got that nice delay back there.
Yeah, there is a delay. So that's
ready?
Yeah, yes. Go for it.
Okay. I always think it's good to look up bills, and I'll tell you how in a minute. It's H.R. 1913, the hate crimes bill, as passed by the House this past for Thursday. It was sponsored by John Conyers of Michigan, mm-hmm. a Democrat. He's chair of the House Judiciary Committee. Okay, after the word sexual orientation are the words gender identity, and then there's something about physical disabilities. Many years ago, I read in travel guides that in Europe there are skinheads who attack disabled persons, and I guess it happens in this country too.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. And anyway, go to thomas.loc.gov, and near the top of the page is your search field. Put in HR 1913, and then click the button that says search by bill number. Because otherwise you're going to search by phrase.
Oh.
The default is the phrase, and you have to punch bill number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you want to see the vote, go down to the bottom of the main page, and there will be a link to roll call votes, and then you'll have to have another page, and you'll have to go to the top session listed for House votes, and then you just go ways down the page, and you'll find it. Okay, now... there's another section of the bill that I think is important,
mm-hmm.
called Section 8, entitled Rule of Construction. It says this shall not be construed to infringe on the First Amendment. That's essentially what it says, although I don't think it's worded that way. Okay, there is always a disinformation campaign every time these bills come up from the right wing about how it's going to threaten your freedom of speech and your freedom of religion.
Yep.
Let's say, and they bring up a Swedish minister in Sweden who was prosecuted. He's a Pentecostal minister who did preach anti-gay sermons, and he was prosecuted for hate speech, and he got up to the Swedish Supreme Court, and it was his conviction was overturned on the grounds that the grounds for the free speech standards of the European Union. I don't know if they cited the Swedish Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there's always this propaganda campaign, and I think this Section 8 needs to be more publicized, give a lie to this propaganda campaign, tear down their credibility. I really love tear down their credibility.
Absolutely.
Now, the bill has been referred to the Judiciary Committee of the Senate. I believe the chair is either Patrick Leahy of Vermont or Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts. Not mm-hmm. sure which, but doesn't hurt to call. I'm going to be calling him up. Everybody will be calling him up. And what I'm going to tell him is I would like to see if, now, maybe they have other ideas about strategy, but I think best thing is to pass it through the Senate without any changes. Avoid any chance of it going to a conference committee where it might get waylaid.
You bet.
Yeah? Okay, now, the three Democrats from Houston all voted for it. In fact, I think they were co-sponsors. So that's Sheila Jackson Lee, mm-hmm. Al Green, and Jane Green. You might call them up and you can save money by calling their Houston offices and thank them.
You bet.
Yeah, I...
They need to be thanked because they're probably getting a lot of crap from the other side.
Yeah. Now, it doesn't hurt to call the two Republican senators from Texas, although I'm not very optimistic about it. I think the better, probably more helpful to call the Senate Judiciary Committee. I think you can find them listed on the Thomas... Well, you can find them somewhere on the Thomas website. I'm not sure
you
where.
You can go to senate.gov.
To
get your information on the Senate and House.gov.
Let's see. I think that includes Arlen Specter and Sir Ted Kennedy, Patrick Leahy, and, can't think right off who else is on it, but there's a lot of good senators.
Well, the problem with Arlen Specter is that now that he's no longer on the Republican caucus.
Well, I don't remember for certain, but I think Specter has had a good voting record on something like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, the fact that he's no longer going to be
Republican.
Since he's no longer going to be the senior member, or basically the secondary chair.
Yeah, he just did what I did back in 1967.
Wow.
But, so there's going to be a little bit of shakeup on that part. But, like, so if you go to Senate.gov and House.gov, you should be able to, you'll find links there to the different committees.
Yeah. Now, I think what I'm afraid of most in the Senate is filibuster. I don't know. Filibusters are kind of iffy right now because there are people who don't always stay with their party on both Democrats who vote Republicans and vice versa. And it's just barely going to be 60 with Democrats with Al Franken seated.
Yeah, but that's still, you're looking at that, but going to be months away, at least a month away until they get all that squared away.
Yeah.
And you, like you said, you can never really count on even Lieberman, who is considered part of the Democratic caucus, although he's no longer a Democrat.
Yeah, okay. I think Lieberman has had good record on gay rights.
I would think so.
Yeah. It's his votes on war that are where he's flaky.
Yeah, but now it's good information for people to get out there and know what's going through there. And
because
unfortunately, one of the things I've always believed in is you want to get your information without a filter.
Yeah,
and we're not, I don't want to be a filter for any of the information that comes through, or you to listen to Bill O'Reilly or even Keith Olbermann and find out what this stuff says. Yeah. Go and find out for yourself.
By the way, H.R. 1913 is not very long. In fact, it was shortened a little bit because that Section 8 was originally Section 10, but now I can't find the original version, so I don't know just what the changes were. But it seems to have what you or I would want.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Well, okay. Scott, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
You bet.
Bye.
No, I'm glad to put him on because this is information that we need to know. It's important to us. It's important to our future.
Okay.
So, thank you, Scott, for calling in. Now.
It's you.
Yeah. Oh, is it me? Yeah, it's
who's that between
is.
Y'all and me?
Oh, God, look at the legs on this
There's
guy.
Always a buffer in between these two.
I was just
Isn't
noticing.
There,
he's got really nice legs.
Well, he brought me.
It's one of the few times you spent that time looking that far down.
Well, actually, it's the first time he started from the head and worked his way down.
And he brought me a gift tonight, too.
That's what I did for your gift.
I don't know what to think about it, but
we have Mr. BRB right here in our studio, Mr. Yeah. Stephen Bunch.
BRB, it stands for bananas are
Yes, and he brought bananas for the banana contest that we will be having shortly. And I'll beat your pants off. Between, I beg your pardon?
I said I'll beat your pants off.
Okay.
You have to wear pants in order for you to beat them off. If you've been here before, it is a sight to behold.
Yes.
Speaking of beholding.
Between Stephen and Wes, I don't know who's going to win that contest. I swear.
Whew. I see another vacation coming.
We'll do that one off air.
Okay.
Oh, it's that
How
nice swine
doing?
Flu. I'm doing good. My name is Stephen Bunch. I am treasurer of the Colt 45s Houston and Mr. BRB and
right.
treasurer of... Houston Council Club, sitting next to the vice chair, he outranks me, but, you know, that's only because it's late in the evening and it's fairly humid outside.
So tonight you've got your cult hat on.
Yes, I do.
Of the many hats that you wear.
No, I actually have...
Actually, it's strange, he's not wearing a hat.
No, actually,
and he's looking very high and tight tonight.
But yeah, you know, it's like, I had a little bit off the top.
Whoa.
We don't talk about that.
And a whole lot off the sides.
You have to clean up when you're... clean up and wear the baggy pants when you're job hunting.
Oh.
Well, that's another story.
Okay. But,
for those of you scoring at home. Well, yes, once again, it's fair. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank KPFT 90.1, 89.5, radio that listens to you, Jimmy, and Chris, and Wes, my banana friends.
Why do I feel like I need to go into the music library and see if I can find Tallyman?
Mr. Tallyman.
I'm never going to live that one down, I can tell you that. It's going to haunt me the rest of my
and
days.
And if you're listening to KPFT, you have an opportunity to buy a ticket in KPFT's 39th birthday car raffle. And this 2005 Mercury Grand Marquis with only 20,000 miles on it could be yours.
And, you know, that's a very good point, Jimmy, because if you buy those tickets, which I'm sure you have available and you can buy and just block.
I do indeed.
As I've heard rumor of, your chances are pretty darn good because I think they're talking a thousand, maybe
500 to 1,000 tickets, probably.
I mean, you know, 20 bucks, one in 1,000. You know, that's better than your chances of getting lucky at South Beach for most people.
That's kind of like the time we did that where I worked at. We did a 1 in 12.
Trying to get lucky at South Beach if you're over 25.
I have candy.
I have more than that.
It's going to take bucks.
Not at South Beach.
Different kind of candy.
When they say they're looking for sugar daddy, they don't mean candy.
Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha. Okay, I'm there now. Okay, your $20 raffle ticket purchase will go towards supporting KPFT programming. And if you win, might be the cheapest vehicle purchase you'll ever make. So you can buy your tickets right here. Just stop by the studio right now between 1 and 4 a.m. and we will sell it to you.
And Jimmy will show you how the seats go all the way back.
Oh, yeah.
He'll demonstrate everything about it.
I will.
Yeah, the back seat in that car is roomy.
You know, the only reason I'm here today is the roomy back seat of Buick Skylark, but I won't talk about that right now.
That's a little bit in your history, isn't it?
Thank goodness for drive-in movies and the Buick Skylark.
Oh, I digress. Drive-in movies. Yes, I do.
Digress?
Okay,
or?
So what's the Colts doing these days?
The Colt 45s, for those of you who don't know, we're a 501c3 charity, and our main crux is we help people with AIDS. Mm-hmm. If you have AIDS or you know somebody who does and they're on disability and you need rent utility assistance, you can go to our website at www.colts45s.org.
Mm-hmm.
And on there, there's a link to get our AIDS Trouble Fund application, which is a scant 3 pages for those of you who filled out other forms at other agencies. That's pretty ding dong good because we require you to go to other agencies before you come to ask us for help. So that's, you know, cuts down some of our paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call us at 713 526 Boy, you know, all these years I just drew a blank on the phone number. Have you ever done that before?
I don't know the phone number of the Colts, just right offhand. I don't.
Is that a first for you now?
It is. 713-526-6077.
When I was at the switchboard, I knew it.
In his brain. And I'm going, not real quick, but we do have our anniversary, June 7th.
Ooh.
I know it sneaks up on you.
Hey, that's 4 days after my birthday.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. Well,
I bet we're older than you are.
And the streak.
I don't know how old.
And the streak lives.
33.
Nope. Got you beat by a year.
Oh, wow. He actually admits his age. I'm not going to talk about anybody else.
No, and the streak continues. I think it's got to be at least the fifth show in a row he's dropped when his birthday is.
Oh, are we counting backwards?
Oh.
Hey, I'm hoping for gifts this year.
Oh.
I haven't had a gift in I don't know how long.
That will be
have
the
I got a gift for you.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you won't have to unwrap it.
And good news is he went to Jared, but Jared turned him down, so he came down, he came here instead. So you can always go to our cult website for information on what's going on. It's been nice enough to have the crew of Olympus present us with $5,000 for being beneficiary last year.
Whoa!
For their ball, so that's a good thing.
That's a nice hunk of change there.
Nice. And they're always very, very good to us.
Yes.
And we have lots of people who are help us out. I would be remiss if I didn't thank you, Reese's, for the last few months, and Falcon, who helped raise money for a massive...
scanner and computer?
Well, it's a scanner computer, and we're looking for a wood chipper slash paper shredder. You know, that, I guess they got rid of all those ones that...
You know, that they used
the Fargo brand.
After Ike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of people help us out in the last few months.
And all of that was to get your information online? Or
not online.
It helps. We're not looking for exactly a scanner. We have a scanner, but there's those multi-page scanners because with 1,600-plus clients, we have a lot of dead wood up there.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a nice thing to start. You know, it's going green, so we're doing the best we can. When we come in, we're starting to do our forms and scan form. We have everything backed up 4 or 5 times electronically. Yeah. We have a fabulous provider, iLand, ILAND, that has given us server space on our website for a zillion years before computers were a big thing.
That's very nice.
Not unlimited space, but more than we can handle.
And so the BRB gives you office space.
Office space, too.
So Ken, we're talking about an organization with no overhead.
Zero.
Because those were special shows that Falcon put on to pay for the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that did not come out of any Colt 45.
When you give a dime to the Colt 45's charities, it goes into their AIDS Trouble Fund, which helps people with AIDS, or a Thacker Fund, which has a couple of different classes of help where we send out checks to those clients in July and Christmas, which is just around the corner.
Yeah.
We help people with thousands of dollars of support through Ike. And
sure did.
That was really nice. And before that, Katrina and Rita. So it's nice that we can help out people in those aspects, people with AIDS. And it's always nice.
What if somebody wants to become a cult? What do they have to do?
Well, you know, they've got to pass the Jimmy Penn test.
Oh.
Oh, no. If you would like to join a cult, that link is also on our website. Mm-hmm. It's on the very front page, the very right-hand corner. I believe we actually have the membership application. Mm-hmm. You have to fill out a small, scant 1.5 pages of applications. You can show up to our meetings, which are the third Monday of every month, at the Brazos River Bottom, 2400 Brazos.
Mm-hmm.
We meet at 8 o'clock, but it's also nice if you drop us a little email line. There's email links to board@colt45s.org, and you can, or membership@colt45s.org. It's not hard. There's a $35 fee, which includes a nice patch and some of the goodies, but it's not hard. And even you don't even have to join to help out. If you want to help out as a citizens advisory, there's a little check that we work with people, and then confidentiality session we go through everybody, because what we talk about with our clients stays inside the our office. But when a client does apply, they are given a case number, so it's not like you see names, dates, and places, things like that.
Gotcha.
But you can always help out without joining Colt 45. But if you'd like to, you know, we are For the few last bastions of cowboy, gay cowboyhood, there's T. Jury and there's Southern Country Houston.
That's right.
And there's very few after that in Houston. But, you know, you don't have to be a cowboy. You just have to have a big heart to come out and climb those dang 100-year-old stairs.
So who's on the board?
I can't tell you that. We have our president is Philip Lyles, who's... he has another name, a.k.a. Lillian Devereaux, or Vivian, if you like. Miss Vivian, if he's nasty. Sunny side up.
Ooh.
He always lands sunny side up.
He does.
Or Lillian side up. And our vice president is Corwin Goodman. Our secretary is Terry Goodman.
Oh.
We have our ATF chairs are Rose Smith and, I'm sorry, Rose and... who's that other guy? Boo-Boo.
Boo-Boo. Eric Stutes. We talked about... Boo Boo's doing something this week, a non-cult thing.
Oh, really?
He's hosting a meeting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sort of. It's at the BRB Thursday at 7.
Community gathering.
So different groups can interact and maybe share calendars, and there's always the problem of scheduling
that.
Events.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You know, and you schedule your little fundraiser and find out that the Misfits are having their big ball that same day. And it's like, wow.
I know nothing about that from last Sunday, when, you know, fourth or something.
So,
and speaking of scheduling events, if you ever miss, funny say, our good personal friend, Miss Southern Comfort, has a show tomorrow,
Sunday,
at the Brazos River Bottom, is either 7 or 8. I would show up at 7, what the heck, anyway.
Yeah.
But she has a nice show, and she's always been a good friend of the cult, as well as she's, you know, a good human being person.
We plugged that at the beginning.
Did you?
You know, yeah, we did.
Did. You started early. I was still
Southern
asleep.
Comfort puts on a show. When she does Tina Turner, she does Tina Turner better than Tina Turner does Tina
Turner. She moves. She does not stop dancing for the entire time.
I don't know.
And
she's
amazing. She performs very good for somebody that's in her 50s. He's going to hit me for that.
Oh, my God.
You're
going to
die.
Derry's that old?
you're so in trouble.
Oh, it's not the first time I was
there.
And if I may plug before I go real quick, I know I had a lot of things I want to talk about, but, you know, there's something near and dear to our hearts.
We would love for you to plug something.
That the Colts, something the Colts it started with the Colts, and then it kind of moved on to somebody else, and they've done a heck of a job, better than we probably could do. But, you know, as you start getting involved in things, it's something the Colts look forward to every year. That is the Lady Victoria Less PWA Campout.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up next weekend. Can you believe it?
It sure is.
As I left the house tonight, John was still, you know, it's only a week away. But
He's starting to pull out his hair?
Oh, no. He's way beyond that. Oh,
are you saying he's bald now?
Oh, no. No, he's just not that hair. he's been... working very hard, he and Bob, his cohort, and there's a couple others. Hi, Jimmy, way up there in Fort Worth.
Oh,
still owe me a steak.
Oh, yeah, true tough.
You come by Fort Worth, I'll buy you a steak. Yeah, you still owe me, you weasel. Anyway.
And all the Southern Comfort you can drink.
And, those hefty girls. yeah, come by after the camp out and ask to see the hefty girls. Ooh, boy, that's a long story. What is that stuff? Southern Comfort and...
Hell, got Rose to spend the night.
Southern Comfort and something.
That's my favorite drink.
You know, you've never lived in the morning until you wake up at 6:30 and you see somebody drinking a Keystone Light with a straw.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's a rough place.
Keystone is one thing a straw. It's not even a clean straw.
We passed the Bloody Mary and went straight to the Keystone.
Yep.
Not even a clean straw.
Yeah.
It's a good visual, isn't it, Chris?
It's
Chris doesn't know what to think anymore.
It's such a fun weekend. And the Colts will be there serving lunch.
Yes, we help out with lunch. It's something we find. And I don't have nothing to do with this. I'm not trying to distance myself, but it doesn't hurt. It is Hop Sing's Big Bonanza Kitchen comes to the campsite.
Oh, my.
And they have massive plans for a stir fry. And we have a fabulous secretary who bakes and cooks and bakes some more and bakes a little bit more. She does everything except make brownies.
I'd love to get her cookies.
Anyway. you know?
Should have had her balls at Louie.
Yeah.
Is there anybody's cookies you haven't had? Anyway. But I hear she's making homemade egg rolls.
No kidding.
Yes. Homemade egg rolls. And,
damn,
get this.
She started last week.
Homemade fortune cookies.
Whoa.
With homemade fortunes.
Uh-oh.
That's
scary. Be scary. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
You're all in trouble.
Yeah. So
there's only going to be 120 guys up there.
They are predicting some closer to 150 as I spoke to John today.
No kidding.
So that's a good thing. Now, for those of you who don't know, who want to find out more about this LVL campout, we always fun to see that. That is, you can go to lvlpwa.com. It's a little bit late to get your applications in by mail. That cut off at April 30th, but you can always beg, borrow, or steal your way in.
That's right. Helps if you have your
tent. And you can read more about it. It's,
They've got some to loan you.
May 8th through May 10th, and they have a very good time for PWAs. It's a nice camp out. It's centrally located in the Cameron, Texas area. That's what we can tell you because it's a top secret kind of place.
You know, 145 miles northwest of Houston.
You didn't hear him say where it was top secret location.
Well, he just gave a general idea because, you know, I don't...
Geraldo Rivera.
I didn't know...
well, you know, draw a map in the sand for us as
well? He was more direct than I was. Well, he named a town.
Well, you know. But they didn't tell you which way you're going through, Cameron.
There
and
you go.
And as a friend of mine would say, you had to go through the only stoplight of consequence. That's another story.
There you go.
Because, you know, if it has a red light on one side and a yellow line on the other, that doesn't make you a town.
Okay.
You actually have to have all three colors in your stoplights.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're saving up. Yeah, they're afraid to get the three colors on there. People think it's a rainbow. Yeah, it's a ride parade.
Yeah.
But it's a nice ride. And I didn't know it was 145 miles because I was making
detours. Well, see, he's scared, you know. He's having to leave outside the loop.
Oh.
I know. Okay.
Well, there's...
The only time he gets happy leaving the loop is when he's dropping Stanley off at the airport.
Stop it.
That's hard. You're making three copies. Stanley.
I use that line a lot. Quit pulling from my job profession.
But it's a nice thing. You go up there and they have a fabulous lunch and a fabulous show.
Yeah.
And I would encourage you, if you don't go, you should at least look into what our good friends at PWA and our late good friend, Lady Victoria Lust, has done. Dang, she done good. And, you know, she encouraged a lot of people on the way, Don and Rocky and a bunch of those guys that are carrying on with PWA. But the campouts are near and dear to our heart because it's people not only from Houston, it's all around the state.
It's
a couple
around,
of them sneak in from Oklahoma because they haven't put the fence up there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's Mexico first, then Oklahoma second.
Oh, okay.
Well, they always have to put a fence in Oklahoma. It keeps the stuff in your yard. But you have a few people from out of the state come in, and it's always nice. You get to meet people, and you find out that as bad as you think you got it, it's just as bad somewhere else.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I told somebody else. Like, when you think you got it bad, you know, there's always somebody in Fort Worth, Lubbock, Dallas, Austin that's just as bad, if not worse, or pretty darn good. You never know. But it's always good to talk to people and find out that you're not alone.
It's nice. I was emailing somebody in one of my Yahoo Paz groups, and they were asking about the camp out. And I said, it's just, you can't imagine until you experience it to be in a place where you meet a bunch of guys and you don't have to worry about telling them the Paz thing. Because everybody is, and everybody's equal.
And I might even tell you Jimmy's nickname up at the campground, but I won't tell you. Ow. But they don't call him Pinky in the Brain for nothing, and I'll let you figure out why they call him Pinky in the Brain. But
well, you heard about him. You heard about the outfit he's got now.
No, I...
last weekend I was presented by Mr. Lloyd Powell and Mr. Robert Kahn.
Those names sound familiar.
Yeah.
I remember them from somewhere, and I don't think it was good. But anyway.
Long Johns in a pink color. Pink Long Johns with the flap.
With the trapdoor.
With the trapdoor.
In what side?
Well, it depends on which way I put them on.
And knowing Jimmy, they'll be put on backwards.
Well, you know.
He's actually going to cut a hole in it. He's going to be going as a, it's kind of a costume theme for him. He's going as a walking glory hole.
There you go.
Goodness gracious.
Have you tried them on yet?
No.
Brokeback Mountain, the Von Trapp years.
I have not tried them on yet.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, that was good. I think it's time we got Hutch in here.
What? And they have the female version, too, coming up. Brokeback Mountain, the Fur Traders.
I think we need a music interlude now.
Yeah, we need to do something with these
bananas.
Thank
you for your time.
They said in Canada instead of Wyoming?
Yeah.
The fur traders?
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen, for being
here. I just can't quit, Stephen.
Representing Cult 45.
Thank you all for your time and energy, and I'm sure that I will see you soon. Some of you at the camp out, and some of you even sooner, Mr. Arison, and... Or as they say, Mr. Erasin, but that's another story. And Wes, the banana man.
Oh.
Come, Mr. Tally, man.
I can't wait to see what he does with that banana.
Paul here, we need photography.
Yes, we do.
They're biodegradable.
Mm. Music, please.
Moving on.
Maestro.
Darkest dreams. You've heard your thoughts. closing in around you. Open up your mind, let your fantasies unwind. In this darkness which you know you cannot fight, the darkness of the music of the
You're listening to listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, 90.1 Houston, 89.5 Galveston, and as always, on the World Wide Web at www.kpft.org. Yes.
And you're listening to KPFT Houston.
Yes, that too. This is After Hours, and now we've got the Hatchlings in the studio.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Brendan, one of the facilitators for Hatch.
So, as always, when we start off the show, we talk about the new stuff and stuff coming up in Hatch. And we've been talking about the art car for a while. And the big thing is that the actual parade is coming up next week.
Yes, next Saturday.
Next Saturday. And today we actually spent most of the morning and the afternoon prepping the car.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also going to be the car for the parade, right?
Yes, this is also going to be the Pride Parade entry. We're going to be doing a little bit of modifications and stuff like that, but same basic pattern. Which is, I guess we can talk about it now.
I ain't talking about it. If you want to talk about it, you're more than welcome to talk about it.
Okay.
Talk about it.
Okay, I will then. We a couple months ago, we were sitting down in Hatch, and we were trying to come up with ideas for the car. And we got to talking about hate crimes and different things and how they all connect. And so we were sitting there, and we were thinking, and we came up with the idea of puzzle pieces connecting together, and each one... with the name of the hate crime on it, and how they connect. And so that's going to be our pride and our car entry. So today we spent the day painting. A lot of painting. I took a shower and scrubbed, and I still have paint on me.
Oh, I bet.
And I was walking around in my nice outfit going, I have paint on my arms. It's kind of interesting.
And yet I was able to take off all the paint. Oh, it's amazing.
He's very skilled at that. So that's one of the things, and it's coming up very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's next Saturday. So we're looking very forward to that.
If someone wants to view the Art Car Parade in the hatch mm-hmm. car, where mm-hmm. would they go?
Allen Parkway.
Allen Parkway. And it's going to be, I don't remember the street that it starts right around Montrose, right?
No, it starts far ahead of the Montrose. Like, it lines up.
It lines up. I think the actual parade starts right above Montrose. The line for the car, there's 300 and something cars in it.
Oh, wow.
So the line for the cars goes way back, and you can view all of the cars in a lineup before the parade starts. And I don't know the time the parade starts. It's in the morning sometime, though.
I think it's I think it's 11.
11 or 12.
Yeah, 11, 12.
Because we have to be there at 10 to do the final touches and prep and all that stuff.
If that makes sense.
And then you get to see all the art cars drive around for the next few days.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool.
Ours will not, though. The organizer of Hatch, Deb, let us use her car, but of course we didn't want to paint on her car. So we got somebody donated us a car cover. And what we've done is we fitted the car cover to the car, cut out all the things to make it street legal. And then with the magical and inventive innovation of duct tape. We'll be making this car cover stay on the car.
So what's a car cover made of?
Car covers are made of a bunch of different things. They can be vinyl, they can be a cloth material. Ours is a form of cloth.
So it's like a car condom.
Basically, yes.
A car condom.
It keeps the car safe.
I was going to call it earlier a slip cover, and I was like, oh, she used the right word.
I think there's a more technical name, but it's a car cover.
Yes.
Which actually was kind of interesting because I was hoping we'd have the vinyl car cover, so that the paint would spread easier. Mm. This was not so easy.
So
on the cloth one, it soaks up so much paint; it was very hard to paint it.
It didn't even soak up. It went right through.
Yeah, it went right through to the plastic undersheet. But we've got almost everything done now. All we have to do is final touch-ups. The car cover doesn't exactly fit the car, so we've got to, on the night before, tape everything down and then add more tape to paint where it doesn't fit. But all in all, it'll look really awesome when we get done with it all.
That's cool.
But we're done with, the major steps. Some of the things that were kind of, saddening was I did a bunch of drawings, as well as some of the other Hatch kids, behind each piece, behind the wording. And because we didn't have the turnout we needed for the painting day, we didn't end up doing all the drawings. So we had to throw them
away. Were these like little cartoon captions of hate crimes?
No. They were to show what the hate was against.
Oh.
Like anti-Semitism, sexism.
Yeah.
Homophobia.
Each one had what the hate was against behind it, instead of
like
the
symbols.
Actual hate crime.
Like symbols. Not like an actual person.
No, there were symbols. Like for racism, we had two hands gripping each other.
Oh, okay.
Or anti-Semitism had a dreidel and all that stuff. So, but that didn't get to get on the car, which made me sad, because I worked pretty hard on those. But I kept a few of the pieces for myself.
So how many hours went into working on this car, do you think?
Quite a few.
But not as many as we should have put in. The big problem for me is that Art Car Workday is on a Saturday, and I must always have to work on a Saturday. So I end up having to leave early, which means a lot of stuff. Like, most of the time, it's me, my brother, my sister, and if I leave, the car goes with us. So...
Yeah, kind of important that we get a ride.
Right. So, we ended up having to leave, which, was really sad. But today we got a full day in because of I had the day off for the Transgender Unity Banquet.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to talk about that next, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But we're really excited to be rolling this car. And it's been a big project for us. And we're looking forward to next weekend. Which is going to be interesting for me because I have Friday off, but I don't have Saturday off. So we're looking forward to it, though. Like I said before, we spent today between the car, our work day, and running home, getting dressed and showered, and getting ready for the Transgender Unity Banquet, which was the first time I had been there this year.
Mm-hmm. This is my second time.
Yeah.
What organization puts this on?
The transgender unity committee.
Okay.
It basically is all the it's a combination of all the transgender organizations and groups that are for transgender people, and it combines together, and they throw a banquet each year.
It's kind of like their prom.
Yes.
It's very similar, except for theirs is a sit-down dinner.
Oh, wow.
Very yummy sit-down dinner.
A salad, chicken, and then dessert, chocolate cake.
Yes. You tried to steal mine.
I didn't try to steal yours. I would have succeeded. If I really wanted that chocolate piece of cake, I would have stolen it when I had the chance. Plus,
of course you would have.
Plus, there was a piece of chocolate cake to my left that nobody touched. I could have taken that.
Of course. But it was really cool because we got there, and I really didn't know a lot of the people there because I haven't really dealt with a lot of the transgender organizations. But it was really great to meet different people and to talk to different people and to kind of get an aspect, which I've had. Because I know a lot of trans people, but I haven't really seen like what the organizations do and everything. So it was really cool to talk to the organizations that help them out.
Oh, that's good. How'd y'all find out about it?
Oh, I already knew about it because I myself am transgender. Because underneath the transgender umbrella, I'm a drag queen. So I knew about the transgender banquet last year, and I know that it comes up every May. So I heard about it. I heard about it April, and I was like, "Well, it's about time." And so we got free tickets from Josephine Titsworth, and so she gave us the free tickets, and so we went to the banquet. In full drag, of course, in my lovely red dress and my wig.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yes. I try. And it was very interesting because some of these ladies, I was like, oh, honey, you shouldn't be wearing that outfit. because some of those outfits were little hoochie mama outfits, and I was like, you're an older woman, and I'm like, I myself am 20, and I'm not trying on this hoochie mama outfit.
The world needs hoochie mamas. There's room in the world for hoochie mamas.
There were a lot of hoochie mamas, and I was like, oh no, sweetheart.
Okay, let me ask you, when you first did drag, I'll bet you dressed like a hoochie mama.
Nope, I've never dressed like a hoochie
really?
Mama. Really? I've always
the elegant lady.
Dignity, always dignity.
He has a very Jackie O thing going.
Yes.
He loves to dress in vintage.
Oh, okay.
I always make sure if I go out.
Usually when you see the transgenders doing the hoochie mama thing, they have just started their transition. And it's like a young teenage girl putting on makeup for the first time, you know.
I never did that.
Well, okay.
Well,
a young lipstick lesbian putting makeup on for the first time, you know, it's too much.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. It's not that. It's some of the outfits.
And the outfits are usually too tight, too short, inappropriate.
And
you have to think about it. That dress might not look as bad on somebody who it's meant for size-wise, unless if they're not shopping at a place.
And believe me, after they have been transitioned for a couple of years,
yes,
they want to wear something that's more comfortable, something more fitting. Yeah.
Yeah, and some of the outfits there. Oh my God, some of the outfits there were beautiful.
Mm-hmm,
don't get me wrong, but we had the few hoochie mamas.
Oh yeah.
But some of those outfits, like there was this woman and she was so tall. I have never seen a woman that tall before, and I was like, oh, she has to get her dresses made for her.
It was a very pretty dress.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very pretty dress. It was like, oh, it was. And then some of the other dresses, you knew that they were specialty made.
Yeah.
Because I'm a petite boy, so I can fit into a size 10 in women's.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and I can fill out a size 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm like, and I'm just short enough to where it just barely is like an inch off the ground. So it works out for me, mm-hmm. but then apparently for, it's just very interesting that like some.
You know, I don't know why you don't use your own hair.
I'm using my own hair for prom.
Okay.
I just didn't have curlers and we didn't have time.
Because your own hair is would be fabulous.
Oh, yes. We're planning on doing that. Okay.
Last night, we were in a frantic search for hairspray and realized we didn't have any. So
yes.
A household without hairspray?
I know.
Well,
it's a tragic.
There may be three women and Josh.
Even I have hairspray, and I haven't used it in years.
Yeah.
But you just never know.
Yeah.
You have an emergency.
Yes.
You need hairspray sometimes.
Yeah.
I can understand that. But we looked everywhere, and we couldn't find any hairspray.
Wow.
And I was planning on doing a bouffant, and
didn't work. Okay.
He had picked out his hairstyle and everything.
Yes, very 1950s. And I had a hairstyle. If that one didn't work out, I was like, we can do this one.
Mm.
It's simpler.
Very good. Very good.
Yes.
So, other than the clothes and the outfits, how did you like the banquet?
It was interesting.
Yeah.
I've been in the community for about 3 years.
Yes, you have.
And so I've just been exploring a little bit more about the Transgender Center, which is on 1713 Fargo, if y'all didn't know. And so I've gone to a couple of meetings at the Transgender Center, and in the beginning, I felt like I was the only... I was the only cross-dresser. No. I went there today, and I met a lot of straight cross-dressers, and I was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And I even met, three cross-dressers that I met, and I met two of their wives.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I knew a very good friend of my family. Her husband was a crossdresser.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And then they were telling me that I could become part of the it's like Delta Tau or Tai.
I'm not sure.
I forget what it's called.
Tri-S.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. And they were like, you can become part of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'll look into it.
Yeah, cross-dressing or transvestites, if it's a straight man, or I guess it could be a gay man too, but a transvestite really doesn't have anything to do with sexuality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
It doesn't, but they always put it in the umbrella, which, you
know. Mm-hmm.
It was really cool, because, you know... We got to get him dressed up.
What were the guest speakers like?
Oh, I loved the guest speaker.
Our
he was hilarious.
Scott Turner Schofield was the main guest speaker at the very end of the award ceremony. And he's this amazing performance artist. And he does a lot of shows. And he's won a lot of interesting performance awards. And he was reading... He came in and he
read excerpts.
In the beginning. I read excerpts from his shows and his book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really awesome to hear, like, his way of telling a story. And it's all stuff from his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's satirical.
Yeah.
Satirical writing. And it was very funny. I believe, and all his books are, I remember one of the names of the books is Debutante. There are plenty of other.
No, those were his shows.
No, that was a book. Yes,
really?
Yes.
I thought they said it was a show. That's okay. Go ahead.
Yes, but
the Debutante Ball, 100 and something.
That wasn't the name of it.
What was
it? It wasn't Debutante Ball. It was Debutante Balls.
Debutante Balls, right?
And it was very. What was the other one? I can't remember. That's the one that just stood out
to
running, me.
We're running on very little sleep here.
Yes. That's the one where I was like, huh. And he was quite an attractive man. And I was like, hey, if you weren't straight.
Yes. But it was a very awesome keynote speaker because... unlike a lot of speakers you have come in, they read a speech and you know they have all this. He told mm-hmm. stories,
mm-hmm.
and it was very awesome to like have that instead of you know somebody you want to fall asleep to.
Right.
Yes. It reminds me of David. He reminded me of David Sedaris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when he reads David Sedaris reads, it's very dry.
On the other hand, when Scott reads, it's very like. Up and down, and the voices, and all of it is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was saying the things that they were mentioning before is he was a performance artist doing shows.
Yes.
So that's where a lot of like the stories he was reading mm-hmm. were from. And
he's won a couple awards, and yes. And his latest book is actually on the Lambda, the National Lambda.
Yeah.
Award.
Oh, it's in the running.
Underneath the Rainbow Books.
Yeah.
So.
It was for 2009. Yeah. It was very cool.
Well, the whole transgender thing, I always get into trouble when I say this.
Mm-hmm.
But the word transgendered, what does that mean? Crossing gender.
Mm-hmm.
And as
mm-hmm.
queer people...
Yeah, we do that.
Boys are a little on the feminine side.
Mm-hmm.
Girls are a little on the masculine side. I mean, we're crossing gender lines, mm-hmm. all of us. So, you know, technically, I think we're all transgendered, but whenever I say that, woo, the gay community comes down on me.
I understand what you're talking about.
I got asked a few times if I was a drag king. Because mm-hmm. the way I'm dressed. Mm-hmm. I always dress like this, though. Whenever I have to dress up, I dress in suit outfits, you know, suit outfits. And, you know, they were asking me if I was a drag king, and they were giving me tips and all that, and makeup and all that. I'm like, no, I just dress this way. This is me. And I'm a very masculine but somewhat feminine.
I understand.
We all cross our ideas of, you know, we become who we want to be.
Yeah. I wear pink most days.
I always
love your pink.
Yeah, I always wear girl pants. Mm-hmm. Plus, I wear a lot of female jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
So we cross genders a lot. So
yes,
transgender,
we do.
They add a lot of other words onto transgender now to explain.
Well, under
what transgender they are. There's like five words added onto the end of most transgender people now, and you're like, that confuses
me. Well, you don't
me.
Because transgender sets a spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we have the transgender umbrella. If you mm-hmm. look for if you type in transgender umbrella, you'll get an umbrella that pops up, and you'll have the genderqueer people that are underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
The you'll have the transvestites.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have the transsexuals.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have the drag kings and drag queens.
There you go.
You'll have the androgynous people.
Yes.
And people who don't choose to identify as a gender.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's another one, but I can't remember. But those are the five main ones. And so underneath those categories, it's very interesting because, like you said, most people don't fall under.
We don't. Yeah.
I choose to say that I'm transgender. Because most people look at me and say, oh, you plan on having this surgery? And they don't understand the difference between mm-hmm. transgender and mm-hmm. transsexual.
Yes.
And then that's when I get into my big, long spiel and, yeah. And it's all about informing people.
Sure.
And
that's what Scott was talking about. He his last one was the role models. Something and something role models.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave the top five reason why transgender people should be world's, you know, number one role models. And one of the things is...
No. Top five reasons transgenders are America's next top
role model.
Yes.
That's great.
With the voice inflection and everything.
Yes.
It was it was really awesome because he explained how transgender people, informing people is a way of, you know, making people grow or giving them a new insight. And that's
sure.
I cried during his big, long speech, and I was like, aw, tear.
Well, one of the things he did at the very beginning was he said, everyone who's transgender in the crowd, clap.
Everybody clapped. I clapped.
Mm-hmm. And then he said, everyone in the crowd that tear as a family member supporting, clap. And there were a lot of family members and supporters clapping. Which was really awesome to like see that.
And I was like, tear. And I started tearing up.
Well, it's important.
Yes, it is.
Me and my sister were there, and a lot of people came up to us and talked to us, and they were very, like, proud to see me and my sister supporting my brother out there like that. And it was really kind of interesting to see how, you know, just a few people coming out to support somebody is a big and kind of a newer thing.
It is. It is.
So.
I know it's important to me.
Well, you're very important to us.
Yes.
So that was...
Well, the whole transgendered umbrella is a very complicated thing, and it's you know, if queer people don't understand it, how do we expect straight people to understand
it? I know,
yes.
And one of the things that people always wonder, like, how do we protect those people?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and one of the main reasons we say, well, this is the statements that you're going to have to use. You're going to have to use the gender expression and gender identity, because gender expression covers both the feminine male and the masculine woman, plus the cross-dressers, plus the androgynous people, anybody. Basically, if they're being who they believe they should be and they act out of odds with their gender, basically that covers all that. And then you have the gender
identity,
which is where it's just the gender that you believe you are the gender. Like if you're an F to M, a female to male, you believe you're male. And same thing with male to female. I don't think that there's any problem with that. But with in the community, there's still some phobia with that. But there's a lot more phobia out there with just transgenders in general than there is with people who are GLB. Because GLB, we have we've talked about it, and we're gaining a lot of acceptance.
Well, because GLB, we're talking about sexual orientation.
Yes,
And transgender, we're talking about us.
Yes.
I mean, who we are.
Gender orientation.
Yes.
So it's very interesting the way that people talk about these things, and they try to make it seem to where it's not human. They like say it more scientifically, where it's just the facts and
clinical.
Where it's very clinical, very clinical. And when you take the time and you've met a person who is transgender or transsexual or a drag king, drag queen, androgynous, all these many different things, you realize that we're just people.
Yes, exactly.
That people are just people. You can't do anything about that.
When I first met one of my very good friends who's a F to M, he had to sit there and explain a lot of stuff to me because I was very new to the GLB community. I had no clue about the T community. We sat there and we had this long discussion, and there was lots of web pages being pulled up about different things. And in the end of the discussion, I was a lot more informed on things that, you know, I had no clue about. And one of the very cool things is that about a week later, my mom sat down with him and had the exact same conversation. And you know, I think that's a really awesome thing for them to be able to have, like, to inform people. Because we don't know a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I understood and I grasped it, I took a little while for me to get the pronouns right. Especially for people who I've known before transition. But now that I have that, now that I have that understanding and that knowledge, I completely understand it. And I have, like, no, like, pretense to what I say or who I'm talking to because I understand it. Mm-hmm. So it takes time. It takes people to learn. And the thing about the GLB community is we've been out there for so long. We've been, you know, activists in our community. We've been putting it in people's faces and teaching them. And so it's becoming more
It's been
understood.
Safe for us to be visible,
yes.
Whereas it's taken a longer time
for them
for,
to be. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because a lot of times in the transgender community, you just go stealth.
Yeah.
Because that's what's safe.
Yeah.
And if you go stealth, then you don't inform people.
Mm-hmm.
And because you if you open up to somebody and you expose the fact that you're transgender, something bad could happen.
Mm-hmm.
They could fire you. They could do multiple variants. It's just very interesting because people don't react the same way that they do about homosexuality and bisexuality as they do with somebody who's messing with gender.
Mm-hmm.
They feel that it's a personal, like, no, you cannot be this way. And I just don't understand why people have to define people, but it's a human nature.
Because many people are uncomfortable with if it's not male and not female, they don't understand it because they, in their minds, there are certain things that men do and certain things that women do, and they don't cross.
And the gender roles we've grown up with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're uncomfortable with any change in that.
So
I don't know if it stirs something inside of them, perhaps.
Or just confused.
That they don't want to face. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It could be a lot of things.
I think that it's also been the fact that they've been trained this, and that most of the time it's just that they hold it to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't break this fact. This is one of the main facts that I build everything upon. And if you break this, then what about everything else? You can break that too.
They feel that you're crushing their foundation.
Yes.
People don't want to you know, feel comfortable with things they don't completely grasp.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. It's always the way. If you don't understand it, or if it's a mystery, you're afraid of it.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's really awesome that they're getting out there and they're showing things to different people.
And that's not... I mean, we're not just talking about the straight community. We're talking about the
GLB community.
Yes, yes.
I mean, there's a lot of people who still don't know a lot about this topic in mm-hmm. our community.
And many GLBs don't even feel that the T's belong in this.
No. Yeah. I like, you know, I'm fine with GLBT. I mean, I think that you know, we don't fit under the exact same, you know, connection.
You know, when...
you know, it's there, though, so...
When the bullies are there, they're not going to ask, oh, are you gay or are you transgender?
Right.
Yeah. They're
are you just cross-dressing
to
or
them,
is that your new identity?
That's right. We're all queers and they're going to bash us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you just butch or are you trans? Okay, we need to get this straight so I know who to beat up.
Yeah,
right. And then there's a group behind me just in case you're not the right group.
Right, we'll figure
step
it out.
In.
I know. We're making light of it, but it's really a serious
situation. But it's always good to have a little bit of humor mm-hmm. in a serious situation.
Oh, and then we do have Hatch has a trans group.
We have
that
a
meets,
trans group
yes,
on Tuesday that meets every Tuesday.
That's one of the things.
That's one of the things we talk about when we talk about our scheduling and everything. We've had the trans group for about 4 or 5 months now?
Yes, 4 or 5 months.
And it's a trans support group that meets every Tuesday at 6.
Mm-hmm.
6 and to 7 o'clock is our trans group. And we have social hour, and one of the big things that we have is that people who are involved in trans group, they go to a separate room because we want it to really be about their need to talk about their situation. That way they don't have all of the other kids
mm-hmm.
who don't really understand it or don't really want to understand it involved in their time to talk. So they go to a different room and they have their time to discuss their problems and what's going on in their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I think is really cool that they've, you know, they've taken it a little away so that they can talk and have their own time.
But there are transit issues that...
Oh, that we talk yeah. about that all the time in regular group, yes. too. So we in, you know, regular Hatch kids who don't just go to the trans group, we're all regular Hatch kids, what am I saying?
Yeah.
None of us are normal, but they have their own space, and then we talk about their issues as well.
Sure.
So.
Yes. We just, in trans group, it's usually just about trans issues. We don't talk about anything else. Mm-hmm. It's usually about trans issues, how things are coming along, and that fact. Usually with the regular group,
yeah.
it's mostly usually
informative GLB
involved, and. One of the things about trans group, it's specifically for people who are transgender or who are affected right. by
mm-hmm.
transgender.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if you're just going to go in there and just listen to everything, no. That's different time.
You have to be a part of it.
Yeah, because yeah. some people were going in there and saying, oh, I have my own problems, and I'm just going to talk about my own problems. And we're like,
not what that group is for. But yeah, that was started up when we started our Tuesday meetings, which mm-hmm. is social hour, trans group, and then artistic night. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes. Which it started out as writers group, but we do a lot of other things yes. included in that night, so it just became art night, basically.
Yeah, this has been one of the benefits of having the new building is yeah. we've been able to expand the Hatch program.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing Absolutely. A lot of different things to do with art in writing in physical form and painting and all that stuff. So
it's
really
nice. I'm so happy to see any expansion with the Hatch Group.
That's right.
You know, it makes for a better future.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And since we are talking about Hatch right now, we need to talk about the big event in Hatch coming up
Ta-da.
In June.
Yeah.
The yes. big event that I'm in there every Wednesday and Thursday trying to get food for.
and, you know, we always have great food.
Yes. But we have to be on the phone calling people. Right. Like, yes, hey, you want to, you know, give us some food?
Yeah. Stanley and I went last year, and that food was amazing.
It took a lot of time, but we got some really good
food. We should tell people what we're talking about
is the Hatch Alternative Prom coming up on June 12th, right?
Yes.
I think it's June 12th.
I believe so.
Yes, June 12th. It's the 17th annual Hatch Alternative Prom coming up on June 12th. I've said that enough times, I should know.
Yeah.
And it's the big fundraiser for Hatch. So it's where all of the prior Hatch kids and Hatch kids going right now and supporters of Hatch come together to have a prom that they might not have had when they were younger.
And it's open to the public.
It's absolutely open to the public.
Free
for youth who are 21 and under. I'm trying to think. It's very hard to do.
And if you're above 21, the tickets are on sale for $25.
Right.
But it's a $25 donation.
Right.
And all proceeds go back to Hatch.
Right. To help us do all of our activities that we have for the year.
Yes, this is our big fundraiser.
Yes. And let's see, should we tell the theme?
Oh, yes.
It's the 80s. It was a very interesting choice since we had the 70s last year. But it's the 80s, and we're enjoying this, although I'm not too fond of having to go out and buy an 80s suit.
I don't know
the big
know
shoulder
why.
Pads. I was thinking, though, I could just go Indiana Jones. I mean, the movie did come out in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would work.
But that wouldn't match my outfit. I already have the big...
What's your outfit?
It's a red dress, and it has big poofy sleeves, and it has a bow in the back. It has two bows. It has a bow on the butt, and then a bow right above right here, and then it's like has a circle cut for the back.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Plus it's all 80s. Lace in the on the top, and then it's
beaded all... Beaded in lace, and it's very 80s.
Yes.
And you're going to have big hair.
Oh, yes,
oh,
I am.
A must.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Maybe push back on one side.
Well, this is Texas.
where the hair was even bigger.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was a big hair era.
Yes. It was. I'm just glad I'm dressing in a suit, which means I can slick back my hair and mm-hmm. put it in a ponytail like normal, and nobody will notice. I don't have to do anything with it. I just have to put some grease in it.
Kind of addicted to love kind of hairstyle.
Yes.
I don't know why, but I have the song Obsession just pop in my head. That's another one. In my head. It's like, you are an obsession. Mm. I don't know why.
80s hair. Big hair. Almost bulletproof with all that hair.
Enough hairspray to go
yeah.
around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to have a case.
But don't get a match anywhere near you.
Right? It's a great like, weapon to have on hand. You just get a lighter. Mm-hmm. No, like, don't do that. Don't do
yeah.
that.
Like,
it's very
oops.
Dangerous.
Like,
yes, so we're looking forward and we're starting new decoration plans and all that stuff. We actually, mm. we've been in the process of all the, we have on Tuesday nights as well, we also have the Prime Committee, which is the Prom and Pride
and
Committee.
And Pride Committee.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we meet and we talk about different things. And
we should let people know that the prom is not at the Magnolia Ballroom, which
no,
it has been there for the past upteen years.
Yes. It will be at 401 Bernard on the first floor in the room right as you
community
come out.
Room.
The community room, mm-hmm. which is right as you come out of the elevator.
Yes.
I think it's the ballroom. I like to call it the
it's
ballroom.
The,
there
the
you
ballroom.
Go. The ballroom. Yes. Yes. People use it for many
yeah.
different things.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's going to... We had the space last year.
And the air conditioning is really good now.
Thank
God. Yes, it is.
I'm going to make the statement now. We promise that the air conditioning will work.
Yes, I've been...
It got to 110 degrees last year, I think.
Like, my makeup was melting off my face. That is amazing when your makeup is melting off your face.
But we've gotten the air conditioner fixed and we've got a lot of the electrical problems. It mm-hmm. was a new building to us.
Yeah.
We didn't know how
it was
to
one of the first big events there.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was. I think it was the first.
I think it was the first big event.
Yeah.
Plus the elevator had flooded. So it
that's
it
right.
Didn't help
yes, well,
at all.
What happened was there was a leak and it flooded the elevator, which messed up the electrical system,
mm-hmm. which messed up everything else.
Up everything
yeah.
else. So. It was a very warm night.
It was
night.
A catastrophe.
Oh, no, but, it was still fun.
It was a
it
lovely
was.
Catastrophe.
It was a lot of fun. But this year we've gotten everything fixed. We've got air conditioning
that's
working.
Right. And I promise I've been to several meetings there this past year,
yes.
and the air conditioning is wonderful.
Absolutely amazing.
Yes.
We've mm-hmm. had to turn a heat
You'll
off.
Have to bring your fur coat.
Yes. Bring a shawl
ooh.
Just in case. No, but it's a really awesome thing that we mm-hmm. have. And last year was my first year, and the first prom I ever went to, because the prior proms that I had been invited to go to were all very strict on dress code for women.
Oh.
And I don't wear dresses.
Okay.
And they wouldn't let me wear a pantsuit or even
you're kidding!
So I didn't go to my friend's proms that I had been invited to.
Wow.
I was homeschooled, so I didn't have my own prom, but I had been invited to
yeah.
others.
Well,
yeah.
you could have had your own prom where you could have danced with Shorty all night long.
Right? but so I had never been able to go to a prom where I could dress like I
sure.
want to. So that was the first prom I was able to go to, and even though it was a little warm... It was a sauna.
It still was fun.
It was
it
a
still
blast.
Was fun.
It was an absolute blast. You know, it was meeting everybody who I hadn't really met a lot of people. It was the first time I think I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember
that 70s outfit.
Yes, I was like, I remember the jacket right
which
now.
He pulled out of his own closet. He just dug
it's
deep
like,
into the
yeah,
back
I did.
And pulled
I
it
did.
Out of his own closet, which was shocking that you still fit it. it kept like, the same figure, yeah, which is remarkable because a lot of people aren't able to do that. Well, he's very good with his figure.
Yes.
But, so, yes. So
was it pink?
No, it was leather.
The top was leather and the bottom was
bell bottom.
Thank you, bell bottom.
Velvet.
Yes.
Striped bell bottom pants. Yes.
Very there was no pink.
There wasn't any pink.
I
wasn't wearing pink then. And it was a leather vest with long fringe.
Yes, mm-hmm. Very long fringe. Which is why I think I had trouble recognizing him the next time I saw him. I'm like, I think I know you, but wait, there's no fringe and there's a lot of pink. Oh, wait, that's who you are. Okay. But it's a great time, and we encourage all prior Hatch youth, all mm-hmm. supporting Hatch, and even Hatch youth that are, you know, not attending right now, to join us.
Yeah.
And to
feel
have
free.
A blast.
And, you know, we get a lot That's of right. people from the Gay Straight Alliances.
Yes,
right? Absolutely.
We get a lot of GSA people in there. We get a lot of GSA.
Because it's just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's an absolute blast.
And
although the 80s music might be a little interesting.
And the older people, you know, are on their side.
Well, no, last year we got a lot of intermingling.
You got some intermingling
got,
going on?
Although this year, me and Josh will be on the dance floor pulling people on.
Ah. Good.
We will make sure people get on the dance floor.
Okay.
As long as I have doctor shows in my heels, I'll be fine.
See, that's where I have the easier advantage. I wear boots.
Bring a pair of flats with you, honey.
Oh, they did tonight.
I brought a pair of flats.
At the ball, at the banquet, my sister had her sandals. So she took her heels off when the dancing started and put her sandals on. And he had sneakers.
Oh.
In the bag. So he took his heels off and put his sneakers
but
on.
I danced in my heels for at least an hour.
Whoa.
As in all proms, though, about 30 minutes into it, nobody was wearing shoes.
Yeah. Exactly.
But that happens. Mm-hmm. Anything that involves dancing for long periods of time and heels equals no shoes.
Well, you know what they say.
That's tough.
Ginger Rogers did everything Fred Astaire did, only backwards and in high heels.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what's really exciting going on is we're doing a lot of planning for the decorations and calling for the food and trying to get donations for everything so that we can have a really awesome prom.
Good.
So that's been really cool.
Good.
What else to talk about Hatch? Well, I'll give the regular schedule. Like I said, we always give the schedule for Hatch. We meet every Friday, Sunday, and Tuesday. Friday is from 7 to 10. First hour is social group. Second hour is program hour. This is where we have speakers come in and talk to us, talk about health, talk about safety in our community, as well as people coming in to perform for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of performance groups come in and dance and do their performances before they went down and did the public.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a really wide variety of activities that we do for that hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third hour is small group. And what's been really interesting is we've had a lot of people coming recently, and we've divided it so that everybody has the small group so that they can talk. And we try to make sure that everybody has a chance to speak. So
nice.
If you have any issues to talk about, it's the perfect time for you to open up and... as we say in small group, what is said in small group stays in small group. What is said in small group stays in small group. Sunday is basically the same schedule, except for it starts at 6 and ends at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Same organization of the hours.
Sure.
Tuesday is the odd hour, odd day. We start at 5 and end at 10.
Oh, wow.
We don't end at 10.
Nine.
Mm-hmm.
5 o'clock to 6 o'clock is meet up, hang out,
social hour,
play rock band, that kind of thing. When 6 o'clock hits, anybody who's going to trans group goes into the side room so that they can have their privacy, and everybody else continues to play rock band, play on the computers, hang out, talk about whatever's going on. Then from 7 to 9...
It's also meant for tutoring.
Tutoring, yeah. We also have the tutor on hand if you need anything to help
cool.
with that. And then from 7 to 9 is activities. particularly in arts.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, performance art, writing, painting, anything that has to do with performance and being artistic in that thing.
Which reminds me, how's the movie plan going?
It's going well, but the last 3 weeks we've had other either performances come in or had other things that we had to take care of. So,
yes.
Like, this last Tuesday we had to make outfits for bears, which didn't turn out too well, but it was good.
I thought
for bears.
Well, we were doing them for
the bears was cute.
Silent auction.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. It was a silent auction to benefit.
Yes.
So
yes.
We were decorating some bears. I made some beaded necklaces for the bears. And
oh, cool.
So like little teddy bears.
Little teddy bears.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
They're cute.
They were very cute.
One, we had a female bear and a male bear. The male bear was completely naked except for jewelry. And
yeah.
The female bear just had on a little dress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we intended to have clothes for them, but ride situations didn't work out.
Yeah.
So. But we do all sorts of interesting activities on that night, and they're all artistically in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our Hatch schedule. And Hatch is, we can say the address again, 401 Bernard, which is really cool because we can say the address now.
Right.
Yeah.
It used to be
the worst kept secret in Montrose.
It's
yeah.
The very worst kept secret in Montrose, except for me. When I tried to go to Hatch the first time, they had updated the website already, and so I couldn't find it. I went to 401 Bernard, and I'm like, it says on the first floor. So I went up to the second floor because it wouldn't let me go to the first floor, and I'm like, hey, I'm supposed to be here for Hatch.
Hatch Ooh. Used to meet in a secret location for
yeah.
years.
And she's mm-hmm. like, let me get on the phone for you. They called, I think it was JT. Because Deb was on vacation when I started coming to Hatch.
Yes.
And got me to the right place, to that church. I'm very lost the first time I was there. But
wow.
Now we can say 401 Bernard, first mm-hmm. floor, you know.
And how about a phone number?
Oh, that's in my phone. You have to make me reach for that?
I'm sorry.
But he's got his out faster.
Oh, bam.
All right. Hatch is... You can reach Hatch
713-529-0311.
No, 713-529-3590.
Huh, then that must be the number for another one. I was like, it's one of them.
And you can always check us out online at hatchyouth.org.
Mm-hmm.
That was
I got the online address.
Yeah,
right
that
time.
Was the one for the gay and lesbian switchboard.
Oh, the other one.
The 3211?
3211.
Yeah. We'll be repeating these numbers at the end of the show, of course.
But it's 3590.
Yeah, 3590 is mm-hmm.
And what happens when somebody calls 3590?
They get the gay and lesbian switchboard.
No,
that's 3590 is the Hatch. You will either get JT or Deb on the phone because they're in when they're
or
in
you
office.
Or you can leave them a message.
Or you can leave them a message and JT will return the call.
Okay, and how do they do that? I mean, if you're not out to your parents?
You have to, they're an unknown call,
mm-hmm.
so you have to leave a number with them for them to call you back on. That's a safe line for you to call
them. Okay.
And, basically, if somebody is like, oh, who's calling, and they're very intrusive,
somebody from school.
Yeah.
Wanted to get the homework.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, they make sure that kids are protected.
Yes.
That's
right.
A very big thing with Hatch. We always make sure that anybody who comes to the meetings is protected in every way possible.
That's what I wanted you to point out.
Staying late to make sure that they get the rides and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Make sure every kid that comes is completely protected.
Yeah.
So that they don't have to worry about their families or anybody else. Unless they want them to know.
I wanted to point out something there. The teddy bears you were talking about.
Yes.
The fundraiser raised $555 for Hatch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's
really...
555.
Wow, that is very awesome.
That's cool.
Do they have pictures of the teddy bears on there?
No.
Aww.
The Bears organization has been very generous to Hatch.
Yeah.
They've done a lot for Hatch.
I don't remember. Yeah. Who was it Bears that did that fundraiser?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Bears love us.
Houston Area Bears. H-A-B.
Okay.
Well, this came through...
I know it's...
it's from Lillian, and she wears so many hats and a couple of crowns.
Phil Lyles, who is actually the president of the Colt 45s.
And then tonight they did another show also for Hatch and Legacy and the Believe in a Dream Scholarship Fund.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we've been very, very honored by all the organizations that have been helping to support Hatch. Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. Yes.
Should we move on to...
Oh, actually, I do want to point something out. We talked about prom last year.
Yes.
I believe the two of you were on the court, right?
Yes, yes. I was the king.
And I was the queen.
There we go. We have royalty. Yes, we have Hatch royalty here tonight.
Until June 12th, and then we must crown other people.
That's right.
Cheer.
Yes, we were very honored to be Hatch royalty. We got to ride in the float and all that stuff. Are we talking? Okay. They're talking to me, and they're not actually talking, which is very confusing.
It's called sign language, sweetheart. Learn it.
Except for they're not using Ayla sign language. It's called, they're using the waving thing.
It's called body language.
Arms there,
arms
flailing
everywhere,
around.
Yes. I think we're going to repeat the numbers again for Hatch and the switchboard.
For the switchboard,
mm-hmm.
And the number is 713-529-3211, and I'll repeat it one more time. The number is 713-529-3211, and you can, I believe the gay and lesbian switchboard has a, is online, right?
Yeah, they have a website.
Yes. If you go to MCC, if you go to MC Montrose Counseling Center's website, it has a link to both Hatch and the gay and lesbian.
You can get all the phone numbers and stuff from online.
Yes. And the number for Hatch is 713-529-3590. And I'll repeat it one more time. 713-529-3590. And...
I think that's all the numbers that we
got
out. That's all the numbers.
And you can reach us at hatchyouth.org.
I know, I got that one right this time.
Hey.
So we'd like to thank everyone for listening in to us.
Let's tell everyone what the topic's going to be next month.
Oh, yes. Next month we are going to be discussing a book that I've been reading recently called Fire Logic. And it's a very interesting book because... When I look for books, I like to look for a lot of fiction books, but I also like to look for books that have GLBT in them. And I found this book called Fire Logic, which is a GLB book that is all inclusive. And in the book, there's no everything is normal. Like, this is not something that's completely weird or out there. So we'll be discussing, they're going to read the book, and we'll be discussing that book.
Yeah, so you listening to us should read the book as well.
Yes, read the book if you'd like to get a little better perspective on what we'll be talking about next month. All right, so this is Elizabeth.
This is Josh.
And I'm Brendan.
And this was the Hatch Hour.
Is it true? too can't feel the light without you by my side. A heart can travel far without knowing where it's going, for a heart is blind, cannot find its way. Hands clasping, arms grasping, a pillow too tight to breathe. Was there room for you in your dreams beside me? A heart can travel far without knowing where it's going, but a heart is blind, cannot find its way. I must go.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Now broadcasting in swine flu-free digital whatever the hell.
Good one.
Oh, this looks like a virus.
Oh, that's not fun.
Hey, that or Bear Watch has infected our computer.
Land ho, really now? Whom doth you think ye are?
Are we deep-throating bananas again?
No, not this week.
Well, I had stories ready to go, but the computer went all cattywampus on me. So.
Cattywampus? Is that a new technical term?
Old.
Oh, okay. Is it like
kitty caca? But enough about a Dirty Sanchez.
What is it doing?
I don't know. Somebody did something to the computer.
Nice. Okay, where is everyone?
Who knows? All right.
You're looking at everybody who cares.
Obviously.
Well, no, that's not exactly true, because he can see me. Monitor go to sleep.
I see that.
I don't know. Should we play another bit of music so I get my stories back up?
Sure. Yeah, sure, why not? Let me get one queued up here. Hold on 1 second.
Yay, Super 8 cum shot.
Yep, why not? I'm going to do this one. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes, folks. Let me get that up. There we go.
You knew what he could do.
And who in the world was that?
That was Pansy Division.
Ah.
Average Man. And before that, it's Super 8. I Love a Boy.
Yeah, lately I've had a... since I have a CD player now in my car,
uh-huh.
I have a mix CD that I made and go through it. I got quite a few of the Super 8 on that.
Cool.
And so I get all, I have the dirtier ones that we can't play on air.
What the?
What?
Scroll back up.
What?
That one.
To the left or to the right?
Left.
To the left?
Yeah.
It's the guy standing with a cactus.
Three of them.
One large cone-shaped cactus and two small ball ones.
Uh-huh. Quite interesting. Oh, there we go. I can hear in that ear now. Oh, nice.
There was also a news story I had on here. Really, I... Let's see. Gay monks told to stop wearing makeup.
What?
We can go there.
So this is our roundtable group tonight, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Very looks small. Like it, unless we can, like, you know.
I'll be right back.
All right, he's going to go kick some ass, take names.
Go gather the troops. Although I think Sean's down for the count.
Oh, he's usually down.
Not so good.
Yeah, it's overheated, I guess.
Well, given how much he did today, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
He did help me move today.
Yes, now Papa Merlin is even closer to the throbbing heart of the Montrose. There's that story. So, like I said, I started to do... I had things picked up, and then all of a sudden the computer decided to... go away. Oh, here we go. Profile in the Sanctity of Marriage.
That's oh, cool. Another one?
Yes. I've a... Oh, I'm just finding them all here.
Well, I got at least two more. Don't know if I got anybody else to come yet. Quiet.
Let's see. It's... I know there was one more thing in here.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen a picture of them before.
Pansy Division?
Yeah.
If you go to their website, you'll see if they're still up there. There is an interesting Pansy Division picture taken in the front lobby over here.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We've had them perform live here on our show.
Hmm.
And our intrepid photographer, Paul, took a picture of them. That's what I'm trying to find, is that there's a new thing of Pansy Division coming out they're doing on the net. So, well, until I figure that out, let's...
So what do you got in the news?
What was this about? What profiles in the Sanctity of Marriage again?
here we go. Here we go. You know, because all the talk now is about protecting marriage and the beauty and harmony and the sanctity and e-harmony of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Meet Brutus, an 800-pound grizzly bear. Is that the... There we go. Further down here. Most animal lovers would be happy to have a dog or even a cat as their constant and loyal companion. But naturalist Casey Anderson has taken a step further and adopted a 58-stone grizzly bear called Brutus, who he's raised since birth. The pair are inseparable and are so close that when Anderson married Charlie and the Chocolate Factory actress Missy Pyle in August of last year, the bear stood in as best man.
Oh my God.
That's a wedding I wouldn't have gone to.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a picture of the bear at Thanksgiving dinner.
I don't need to be that close.
And I ain't talking about the gay bears we have here. No, 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 no.
No, a real one.
here's the bear.
All hairy and everything.
Yeah, giving a kiss to the guy. High five. The creature is so fond of humans, it's become an integral part of the family and even has the occasional place at the kitchen table.
Oh, my God.
While most cynics might argue that the pictures are the result of Photoshop technology, Anderson and National Geographic have vouched for their authenticity. He's my best friend. He gives me unconditional love.
Puke.
I'm sure he does.
Now, this picture here is almost Brokeback Mountain-ish. You know, the bear is laying on his back, and he's kneeling behind him in a field of blue bonnets.
And daisies.
Doom, 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 doom.
That's a Thanksgiving dinner I'm never going to.
Here they're in a hot tub.
Oh, my God.
The bear in the swimming pool.
Oh, my. Bear cub kissing the kid.
Oh, God. And, of course, this is all perfectly fine and happy.
So
no statement on whether or not the bear joined them on the honeymoon.
Most likely.
Okay, did he have his own room or did they share a suite? Because, you know, it's hard enough finding a babysitter, but a bear sitter.
God.
Right. Okay. You know, this whole people and wild animals thing's getting a little out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Lest we forget the chimpanzee.
Okay.
If a chimpanzee.
I was trying to forget about that.
A chimpanzee can take somebody's face off. What do you think?
I gotta bring that picture in my.
What do you think a bear could do to somebody?
My brother took off my nephew.
What kind of deposit would you have to pay at a hotel to bring a bear?
Yeah, that would be the one to say.
In an airplane.
Yeah, his ass better. They better charge his ass for two seats.
No.
He weighs more than me. He better pay for at least two damn seats.
And you know there'll be more than enough people willing to give up the space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But enough of the bestiality. Let's go to lesbianism.
Oh.
Woo.
Yay.
Oh dear.
Well, you know how to pick them, don't you?
Mm. Well, you know, with a name like Osmond. You knew somewhere there had to be a different kind of fruit falling off the tree.
If you want to call it a fruit.
But, remember a couple of years ago when then-fat Marie Osmond's daughters were caught with MySpace profiles proclaiming bisexuality, Jessica, and nymphomania, Jessica and Rachel. And now, the rest of the story. Gay Obsessed Globe reveals that Jessica Osmond is a lesbian who has had a marriage ceremony with her partner, all of which info is quite perplexing to Mormon Marie Osmond. The article asserts that Marie is so against her daughter's sexuality that she barely discusses it, even with close friends, and prays for a conversion.
Her brother.
Mormons. Oh, my
Speaking
God.
Of brother, by the way, Donnie and Marie were pro-propate, and Marie's gone as far as comparing herself to Madonna.
Hmm?
What?
Which Madonna?
Wait, I haven't seen large cones on Marie Osmond.
Hold on. I'm clicking on the link there to comparing herself to Madonna.
As in the blue robes, mother of Jesus, or the...
like a virgin?
Or, yeah. Honey, she's as many kids as she's had, she ain't nothing like a virgin.
She's a drawstring virgin at this point, yeah. Like another one we know.
My favorite is when they had the Olympics in Utah, and they introduced Donnie and Marie as the first couple of Utah.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I heard banjos playing in my head.
Here's where she talks about Madonna. OK Magazine asked her, "How do you keep going? I'm a woman who's been working constantly in this business for 45 years. I don't know of a woman in this business who's had a career that long. Madonna's a couple years older than me, but I've been working longer than her. You have to keep reinventing yourself and never give up."
Marie Osmond is Marie Osmond.
She ain't Cher, and she sure as hell ain't Madonna.
And I haven't seen a reinvention in a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she did reinvent her waistline for the sake of the Dancing with the Stars.
She still has the 80s hairdo.
And yes. she still got the 80s hairdo, and she did pass out during that. I mean,
speaking of the 80s, I'm going lesbian. Actress Kelly McGinnis, famous for playing Tom Cruise's love interest in the film Top Gun, come out as lesbian.
So we're just waiting for Tom Cruise to come out, huh?
She revealed her sexual orientation in an interview with SheWired.com.
Just one question. What is she, about 105 now?
Well, that movie came out in 1986.
I'm aware of that, but even I've aged better than that.
Yeah, I've seen the now pictures now. They're not. Marie Osmond's now pictures are a lot better than Kelly McGillis. McGillis said her next partner would definitely be a woman. I'm done with the man thing.
Has she been with a woman?
I don't know. See, it's part of being true to yourself.
No. Well, unless she looks like she did in Top Gun.
No.
Then maybe. No, she's not now. No. Does it say she's been with a woman or has been in a relationship with a woman?
Let's see. It's been an ongoing process from the time I was probably 12. It was a long, arduous journey for me. I've had a lot of things that convinced... A lot of things happened that convinced me God was punishing me because I was gay. That was a hard process. Life is a freaking journey, and it's about growing and changing and coming to terms with who and what you are and loving who and what you are. The twice-married actress is currently single, has long been the subject of rumors about her sexuality. And they were all right.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to have a conversation with Marie Osmond about that.
Let's see. And speaking of conversations and lesbians,
is this just because I'm in the room?
No, it's just
he has a theme going tonight.
Some reason, there's just a lot of lesbian stuff on right now. The tuna boats must be in.
Oh!
Hey now, you're not in a room full of gay men anymore.
And you think that's going to stop him?
No, but no. I was going to make the statement anyways.
The one straight boy in the room just looked at you like...
Well, he's not talking.
He's just sitting here amused.
Yes.
He's clenching every orifice he's afraid will attack.
I will neither confirm nor deny. That means yes. For those that have never been in the military, that means yes.
Now, what were you saying?
British lesbian news. In 400 years, the UK has never had a female or openly gay poet laureate until today.
431, but who's counting?
Karen Ann Duffy is the first, according
Carol
to
Carol Ann Duffy.
What did I say?
Karen.
Carol Ann Duffy. Carol.
Carol Ann!
Carol Ann Duffy is the first. She is the first woman, the first lesbian, the first mother, first lesbian mother, first... however you want to sort those things here. Speaking of Women's Hour on the radio, she revealed that she thought long and hard about accepting the offer. The decision was purely because it hadn't had a woman. I look on it as recognition of the great woman poets we now have writing, like Alice Oswald. Duffy says she's ready to deal with the scrutiny which comes part and parcel of being the laureate, which means she's the official poet of the royal family.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So a lesbian is writing for queens.
And nice. a few future kings who you hope will eventually
who's
be
going
queens.
Bald.
But that's an yes,
they've showed pictures there. He needs to get the crown quickly because his hair is starting to fall out. He needs something to cover that spot.
Yeah, he's still pretty. Oy. He's still pretty.
And still in lesbian news.
Lesbians in robes.
Here we go again.
They've already started the list of possible candidates for the soon-to-be vacant spot on the Supreme Court, and one of the names being thrown out is a lesbian.
Oh, dear.
Stanford law professor Kathleen Sullivan is being mentioned as a potential nominee to fill Souter's position on SCOTUS. Sullivan's name appears on lists compiled by the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, and numerous law blogs. She is the founder and director of the Stanford Constitutional Law Center and served as dean of the Stanford Law School. She's also filed amicus briefs in some of the most important Supreme Court cases of LGBT rights, including Bowers versus Hardwick and Lawrence v. Texas.
I understand from the headlines that Obama is looking for someone who isn't too familiar with the courts, someone who can draw on their own judgment rather than precedent.
Yeah, well, one of the things they're saying is that the court right now has too many judges on it. Too many people who don't understand, like, the politics behind some of the stuff.
Right.
That right now, everyone's on it, haven't had to run for something. And understand having to do that part there.
you got to remember, you really don't even have to be a judge,
yep,
or even in the law experience to be qualified for the Supreme mm-hmm. Court. You have to be able to imagine what a bunch of people did, you know, 233 plus years ago, what they were thinking,
mm-hmm.
and extrapolate of, you know, WWJD. What would Jefferson do with the internet?
Mm. Yeah.
And that's really what the Supreme Court is supposed to be about, is trying to put themselves in the mind of a 1776 person and extrapolating it to 2001. Nine.
Nine. All right, you're fired, you fail.
She's several Hello. Years off there. Oh.
Hello?
There you go. Whatever.
Hi.
Oh,
he knocked his mic down.
Yeah, I hit my head on the mic. It must be swine flu. That's what I get for getting porked.
Oh. Wee! Wee!
Can we make a Ned Beatty squeal like a pig joke?
Oh.
Let's
what
not.
What was that song, Ned Beatty Had the Hardest Part?
Mm.
Okay.
Moving on.
Yes. What's next?
I'm going through this too quickly.
I'm guessing more lesbian news.
Slow down.
I'm out of lesbians.
Because, you know.
Yeah, I had a tuna.
The fish market's closed.
After all, you know, people have been making rumors about Souter for years.
Yes.
Jimmy, you know, the internet's good for this kind of stuff.
He might be a member of the family.
You know, you can use your computer at home for this kind of stuff. You know?
Really?
Yes.
You know, I always thought the internet was for porn.
Wait, hold on. Everyone's looking at the screen. Did you guys click on one of those XXX ads?
No, I'm trying to find news stories, and these people are getting... Those are some of the damn bluest eyes I've ever seen.
He has eyes?
Yes.
Yeah, Jimmy, there's just above his lips. There was a story
You'd
in
think
here.
He'd recognize lips.
Oh. This is an interesting part. I don't know if we've talked about there. The Craigslist killer.
What?
Yes. The Craigslist killer up in Boston who was accused of picking up masseuses from... Craigslist and then trying to rob them, and he ended up killing one allegedly.
Oops.
I made a comment to one of my coworkers who still don't know that I'm out, that I said, you know, if this guy was really in financial trouble, he could have gone on Craigslist and sold himself. He could have gotten some good money for it. Well, apparently he did. A couple weekends ago, when his fiance, his family showed up, and he said, "Look, forget about me, go away. Don't acknowledge you know me, because things are going to get worse." Well, it's because he solicited sex from men's and transsexuals online. So he was an equal opportunity scumbag.
That's nice. Those are always the best kind.
Yeah. And surprisingly enough, apparently his fiance has called off the wedding.
What a shock!
Oh.
Wow. So he was one of those guys who did his best work with his face in a pillow, huh?
Oh.
Then he should be right at home in prison.
that's
the pillows there are not nearly as cushy. Yeah. Gotta love it.
I know it's in here because I sent Jimmy the link about it.
There's been a disturbing number of killers who were actually pretty to look at.
Yes.
Oh, I've had that problem since Matthew Shepard.
I mean...
They brought in the killers there, and, you know, I didn't recognize the orange jumpsuits. I just thought they were wearing a flashy shirt. Oh, he's kind of cute. Oh, he's an accused murderer. Oh,
look, he's a killer.
Yeah, kind of one of those things, if looks could kill, huh?
Yeah, literally. I mean, way back in the day, I remember the Robert Chambers, the preppy murderer.
Yes, the preppy killer.
And the preppy killer. Drop dead gorgeous. Too bad he was a psychotic killer, you know, strangled.
But you like the psychos, don't you, Merlin?
Yeah, well, you know. Yes, but I know better to marry any more of them.
Exactly.
Where is it? There was a new web thing about Pansy Division. I sent you the link, Jimmy.
Oh, there we go.
Found it.
Amazing what happens when you, instead of searching every page there, you just type in a search engine.
Pansy Division. Pansy Division. They're still together.
Yes, and they are... their group's not as old as we thought. They were formed back in 1991. Pansy Division has continually challenged assumptions of what a gay band is supposed to look, act, and sound like. A seminal queercore outfit known for their catchy punk rock songs and featuring unapologetically in-your-face lyrics about gay life, recently released their new album, That's So Gay, as well as a DVD, Pansy Division, Life in a Gay Rock Band. Now, unsatisfied with immediately assaulting your stereo and home theater, Pansy Division is taking to the internet and rolling out a bunch of webisodes entitled The Jonah Series.
I'm almost afraid to...
You can find that on the Pansy Division's website, which is pansydivision.com. Also, John Ganoli has a new book called Deflowered, My Life in Pansy Division. It's one of their CD names, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jimmy would know.
Well, we have that.
I've been playing them since probably 1991.
Back when I was still... That's pre-CD.
I have been playing them since their first album was on cassette.
What are those?
I'm not sure.
Little things.
Is there anybody beyond Merlin in that room that knows what a cassette is? And beyond you, Jose.
Yeah, well, I still have a whole cabinet full of them at home.
I have.
Because you're my age, Jose.
Ouch.
I have them at home, but I don't have anything that plays them. So. I'm not sure that they sell anything that plays them anymore.
They do.
You just gotta look.
Go to Radio Shack.
Well, it's Radio
no?
Shack.
It's Radio Shack. They sell cheap junk like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have cheap junk.
Trust me. Go to a thrift store. You have better.
Thrift store. There you go.
Their website would be nice if any of these links were available.
We can only find miscellaneous and obsolete junk in a
thrift shop.
Thrift shop.
Yes.
Although I'm not really sure that I have any real need for a cassette player.
Yeah, same here.
That's where I found the hat.
What?
I said I don't think I really have any need for a cassette player since all the music I have that is on a cassette, I really wouldn't play anyways since it's that old.
Okay. Maybe if you click on PansyDivision.com, you'll actually get something you can click on. Supposedly they're touring.
Oh, I have the Nutcracker cassette somewhere.
Do,
that might actually get the cassette player.
Do you ever go through your old records and get embarrassed by what you find?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Not anymore. I don't have any old records.
You're living next to a bunch of some now.
Tracks. Yeah, I know.
52s.
Whatever. Leave Jimmy and Judy out of it.
leave my 52s alone.
Gay monks.
What?
We have history with that particular... Anyhow, moving
gay
on.
Gay monks...
I thought they were celibates.
So yeah, that's been a while.
But to give it away, they're celibates.
Gay monks told to stop wearing makeup. Gay and trans Buddhist monks in Thailand have been given a new set of guidelines aimed to curb flamboyant behavior, such as wearing makeup. The Good Manners curriculum is being introduced in the northern province of Chiang Rai. Senior monk...
So don't even try.
Insert name here.
Ramayo, would you variety Mayo told the BBC the guidelines were designed to address issues like smoking, drinking alcohol, walking, and going to the toilet correctly.
Oh.
Correctly.
Who's watching?
How have they been doing it?
How do you go to the toilet?
Don't need to know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I really don't want the answer to that question.
However, inquiring minds
want to know.
The lesbian and the straight man don't want the answer.
I didn't say anything. I was just curious who was watching them use the restroom to know they were violating some holy order.
It doesn't go into that. Thank God.
Hey,
so what do you have?
Did you see the caption on that picture there?
Oddly enough,
have to sit on the toilet like Buddha now or something?
Speaking of restrooms, my restroom is roughly about the shade of a Buddhist monk's robe.
He added especially...
No, it's more pinkish in color.
Yeah.
He was especially concerned about gay and trans monks who he said could be seen carrying pink handbags and wearing tight robes.
Oh!
The new rule...
Jimmy wants one of those handbags.
I do!
If the new rules are successful, there are plans to expand them to other areas. Guidelines on issues such as smoking and drinking are detailed in the traditional 75 Dharma principles of Buddhism and the 227 precepts for monks, called the Gregs.
I have yet to see a Buddhist monk token on a cigarette.
Yeah.
Dharma, Greg. More than 90% of the Thai population is Buddhist.
You had to explain it for them to get it.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Oh, well.
Ladyboy protest? Where the hell side am I on? Oh, pink news.
Maybe if you were talking about a TV series that's still on the air.
Aren't they still in syndication?
Yes, they're still in syndication.
Deep in syndication. Now and forever in syndication.
Kind of like The Cosby Show?
Yes.
Yes.
The sweaters will live on forever.
The scary thing is one of the things I was clicking on there showed a link that supposedly they've made a porno version of The Cosby Show.
Oh!
Yikes. Which means Lisa Bonet may have work again.
Oh, my.
Ouch. Okay.
Was that truly necessary?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. Just
had to find out.
I mean, it is Chris.
Of course.
All right. Two sides of cruising here.
Okay. Top and bottom.
No.
No, not those sides.
Dutch Park unveils signs pointing to gay cruiser areas. A park.
Jimmy's like, I'm going over there.
A park near Amsterdam has unveiled information signs pointing out spots where officials say gay men are known to have sex, so no visitors are taken by surprise. The signs clearly indicate what is happening in each zone.
Oh my goodness!
Also, where
accidentally.
Also, those where gay men are known to practice cruising. Municipal spokesperson Manon Kufenbergen said. Cruising is a slang term used to describe the act of trawling for casual sex. If you don't want to be confronted by a vision of that sort, the signs allow you to avoid specific areas, said Ms. Kufenberg. The De Overlandpark in Slotervat, southwest of Amsterdam, is known as a place where homosexuals from all over the Netherlands and elsewhere in Europe go in search of sex partners. Ms. Kolfenberg said that while having sex in public was against the law, the park has been used for this purpose for so long it's become gedoog, a Dutch word for tolerating unwanted behavior.
Much like the red zone,
yeah,
where all the prostitutes are.
The sexual activities of cruisers, she said, kept mainly
red
to
light
the
district.
Red light district.
The sexual activities of cruisers, she said, kept mostly to the bushes in the park, and the new signs sought to ensure they stayed there. There are various groups of users in the park, people with small children who bathe on the beaches, those who walk their dogs, gay cruising, and nature lovers. Things are arranged so that each group can relax
Which
in their own area.
The other?
Things are arranged so that each group can relax in their own area without intruding on each other.
I think that's perfectly civilized.
There have been recent complaints of gay bashing in the Slotervat area.
A very adult way of handling that sort of situation.
Yeah, I mean, really.
You can't have
Why
that.
Couldn't they do this on Fire Island?
How many times can they arrest the same person for the same thing?
Exactly.
Seriously.
Senator, please pull your pants up.
Senator, no tap dancing in the bathroom.
Would you please drop your Grammy and pick your pants up? And now for the swing side of this.
Okay.
Oklahoma City.
Oh, man.
Sergeant Gary Knight of the Oklahoma City Police Department took to the internet to discuss sending undercover cops into areas of suspected homosexual activity in order to arrest men and then post their mugshots in a gallery for all to see.
Wow, it's McCarthyism all over again.
Yes.
That went over so well, didn't it?
The Oklahoman reports 10 years later,
Police admit they can't physically stop the men from going into the Hobie Point any more than they can stop prostitutes from frequenting areas along South Robinson. Okay, the gay cruising point is called Hobie Point. I'm having a Baywatch flashback here, sorry. said Sergeant Jennifer Wardlow, I can't say whether 5 years from now, whether it will be the same. We are proactive in our approach in trying to eliminate this. We want them to be able to go there and take their family and not have to worry about this kind of activity. And we are pleased to be able to take these individuals off the streets. As in most of these types of busts, the men arrested likely don't identify themselves as gay. So we've got... Oh, I love the comment on here. I guess I've already have some of the pictures up. Let's see. I'll save you some time. The first pick in the gallery is about the only half-decent one there. And 12 and 17 are the same guy. I guess the first pickup didn't dissuade him.
Maybe they should ship him to Amsterdam if that's the case.
Yeah, we'll have a perfect exchange program.
I wonder if he was the one who says that he wasn't gay. Mm-hmm. The one who got picked up twice.
He's probably a pastor or something.
It's not a sin.
Anyhow. You're going to make me start thinking of those jokes again. And don't get started. We'll save that for the other show. On the patio.
Yeah, hello.
I got my finger over the yellow button.
Trying to see what else, see what the British people are talking about.
What was that about? Sweden?
Sweden gay marriage becomes legal in Sweden today. A gender-neutral marriage law in Sweden came into full force today. Meaning gay couples can now register at IKEA.
Cool. Like they couldn't before. Right?
Yeah. Hello.
I added that part in. gay couples can now marry in the country.
Giant duh.
In religious or civil ceremonies. However, they cannot yet get married in church ceremonies. AFP, Agence France-Presse, reports the Lutheran Church, which is the state church until 2000, has said while it supports the new law, it will not formally decide on whether to perform gay marriage ceremonies until October. So we now have Sweden as another place where we can go to get married.
Great. Cool.
And that was a huge margin there. 261 to 22.
Yeah. Wow.
Trying to see if they had a more current picture of Kelly McGillis on here.
Once again, a country whose collective head is not so far up their butt. But yeah.
What country is it in here?
Sweden.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Meatballs and IKEA furniture.
They have
and
clocks
legs that
and
are
chocolate.
Great.
clocks and chocolate.
Yeah, clocks and chocolate.
Sorry, I moved the mouse and a different picture popped up on Jimmy.
Scandinavian.
You have a computer at home. Well, we know you look at porn because you keep crashing the damn thing.
Where?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? This surprises no one.
And then the only way I get a reaction from any email I send you is I got to attach a dirty picture to it.
So is that why you didn't respond to that one you sent this week?
Now I know.
It wasn't all that dirty.
So now I know that if I smell something burning coming from Jimmy's apartment, it's either a cake he's trying to cook or
it's his computer.
His computer is
or something else.
Suffered
anyway.
A coronary.
TMI? Yeah.
Oh, no, that's WTMI.
That's
trust me on that.
What's the W for?
Way too much.
Yeah.
There's also WTMFI that, you know.
Yeah, we can't say that.
We can't.
Yeah. FTCI, yes.
Yes.
Let's see. Breaking gay news.
Dun, dun, dun.
Breaking gay news? Who's breaking
it? Oh, God.
That was a fierce drag queen. Get used to it.
What, breaking gay news?
Philadelphia to host National Gay Rights Rally. The National Equality Rally planned for Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
It is the first national demonstration since 2000 for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender rights, and the first one to be held outside of Washington.
Devin lives.
I really get the impression that wouldn't go over well.
Well, he helped move Merlin
a little detour
all day.
And you left us 4 hours ago.
More than that.
5 hours ago.
He left before 11 o'clock.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Brotherly love.
Huh?
I got food first.
I thought brotherly love.
And went home and changed clothes, too.
I know I had to
do
that.
Oh.
I hadn't heard this before.
It's more like brother and sisterly.
Oh, well, that's you know. Yet again, more cracks that we can't say on air.
Right. had you heard anything about this, Jimmy? A national equality rally?
No.
Okay, it's a national rally, but you only mentioned like one place.
Well, it's like you know the million queer march on Washington we've done.
Woo!
It is that sort of thing. It's national, but it's everyone's going there.
They would have probably gotten a lot of better attendance at other places.
Yeah. Well, no, Philadelphia is not too bad. They're going to be demonstrating at Independence Hall at the Liberty Bell.
Okay, I can see sort of why they go there, but still.
Liberty Bell. Not the only thing that's cracked in Philadelphia.
So I was going to say, keep the drag queens away from that.
Yeah.
One ring from Liberty Bell, take their makeup off.
No, some of them might get ideas about dresses.
Dresses, hello. Didn't that go out with George Washington? Oh, no, no.
History,
Robert E. Lee.
History repeats itself.
Yeah.
In scary ways.
Very scary ways.
Huh, this was a thing about a gay pioneers documentary film.
I'm not in it.
Aww.
I'm not in it.
And neither is Ray Hill.
This is back from...
And Ray Hill's not in it? Well, wonders never cease.
As long as you
impossible.
Never
cease
to wonder.
But this was something about an event that occurred back in... I mean, it's saying of the day, and this is July 4th, 1965 at Independence Hall.
Okay, that's before I was born.
But no, the march is for passage of a federal transgender inclusive hate crimes legislation, passage of a federal transgender inclusive ENDA, repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell in defense of marriage, support for GLBT health issues, equal benefits for same-sex families, same-sex marriage equality, assurance that gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender citizens are treated with equality in all manners.
Okay, how does repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell help out? Because all that, if you repeal that, all it's going to do is lead back to the witch hunches again. The witch
well, hunters. What it is, they put it in the short form. What they want to do is make it so that the service personnel can serve openly.
Yeah,
you know, like
but they just like put
other
they just put
sensible countries
like Britain and Israel.
More like they don't want to lose any more soldiers than they've already lost.
Yeah, but see, in wartime Israel. They don't care. Well, usually in wartime they don't care about. If you're gay or not, because in their opinion, a homosexual can fill a body bag just as well as a straight person.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true.
And traditionally, in times of war, you see a smaller number of purges of homosexuals. Once again, this shows how screwed up Bush was on this. He purged a lot of them, especially in the military interpretation services, yeah. Where basically you had people who understood Arabic, could translate Arabic and do it properly and quickly, but
and
because the fact
do?
They were gay, booted them out, mm-hmm. And so we didn't have sources to go through these tapes and wires and all of the illegal wiretapping we had of people speaking in different languages, mm-hmm. Because didn't even bother, you just kicked them out.
Gee, maybe he was afraid they might actually understand something that that incriminated him.
Yeah.
Oh, was that my outside voice?
Yeah, we know what a brain trust George was, you know?
When anybody was
again,
during
Merlin,
Bush's term,
like
got
me,
kicked out.
We don't have one.
But
I'm sorry, did you say outside voice? What?
Yeah.
Inside voice, what?
Inside voice. It's this thing I've heard of before.
I forget.
Inside words and there's outside words.
Yeah, and, you know, it might be that a myth. I don't, you know.
Yeah, well, I killed mine a long time ago.
Kind of like the unicorn, you know.
This looks very interesting.
It's kind of like Santa Claus.
Oh, don't go to Santa Claus.
Delaware's transportation secretary has apologized after a department newsletter on diversity offended minority employees by spelling out many of the slurs that it advised workers not to use.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
What the hell?
I'm Carolyn offended Wicks. Because you're telling people not to say these things?
Well, I think from what they're saying there, the newsletter published a racial epitaph often directed at blacks and derogatory terms for homosexuals and Asians, advising people not to use those words. And it specified offensive phrases not to be used with lesbian, gay, or transgendered co-workers, as well as Hispanic and Asian and older employees.
So is this from the It Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time file?
Yeah. By the way, don't talk about an old fart faggot. And it's great.
Leave Jimmy out of this.
You know, that's what happens when you start putting laundry lists together of these things. You know, you don't include everybody and someone's going to get upset.
Yeah.
Let's see. One more thing. Let's talk about beauty queens.
You get offended if someone was saying, say these words. You can't be offended if someone's saying, don't say these words.
Good thing.
They're probably going through the list that they've gotten and left complaints about. Like, let's go take these ones out. And didn't think about, oh, wait, some people don't mind being called those things.
This is like the Carlin Seven Deadlies. But okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Moving on.
Carrie Prejean, Miss California, USA.
Oh,
right.
Oh, God.
The woman who lost the Miss USA contest because she was opposed to gay marriage.
Yep.
She chose truth over tiaras.
Aww.
And she got raked over the coals
for
it.
No, that's not what she chose over tiaras.
I
get another word for it.
Isn't she filing for discrimination?
No, she's going on the circuit now. She was in front of the National Press Club on Thursday.
I still want to know who the hell let Perez Hilton on that panel.
So does her grandma wants to know, what the hell is a gay man doing hosting a beauty pageant?
Like it hasn't happened before.
Because he thinks it's a thing or two about fashion.
Is she the new Anita Bryant?
Well, she's trying to be.
Oh,
she's trying to be, but even the National Organization for Marriage is kind of backtracking a little bit, saying, hey, she doesn't really speak for us. We just paid her money to come and talk.
Ooh, wow.
And the fun part is the bitchiness that's going back and forth with this, because the director of Miss California USA is a little upset that she's using the notoriety of this to espouse these hateful views. So now they've one-upped it a little bit and mentioned the fact that she got fake breasts paid for by the Miss California.
Ooh.
By someone in the pageant community.
Ooh.
Man, it just piled higher and deeper here, huh?
She's full of integrity. Truth.
Anybody who thinks
Saline.
Beauty pageants are...
Now,
ridiculous.
Oh, no. See, I like the swimsuit section and the Hooters pageant for swimsuits.
So
that was a little while ago, by the way.
So saith the lesbian.
You know? Yeah.
But here's
but
the
other than that,
and if someday they bother to put men's beauty pageants on TV.
I'm sure you'll enjoy them. Make
don't
sure
they still have
them?
Except for the question and answer section when they prove that beautiful isn't the only thing that...
Don't they still have the Mr. Universe contest?
Mm-hmm, yeah, but they don't televise those on regular TV.
No.
Whereas you can find all of the other ones on regular TV.
The interesting argument that I heard after that was, of course, with Keith Fulberman, who had on Michael Mustow, and we're camping it up, all about it. And Keith made a good point, you know. We had these congressional hearings for the use of steroids in baseball. And he thinks that we need to have congressional hearings for the performance-enhancing appliances used in beauty pageants.
Collagen, saline,
makeup,
Vaseline,
Botox.
It is a fraud among the people who are paying to watch this, who are watching this stuff, or are putting the money into this. It's a fraud, just as a performance enhancement as the steroids are for the sluggers.
Yep.
But of course, they went after college football's championship, bowl championship series.
I'm sorry, if anybody can look that good in a bathing suit, I really don't care what they've had injected into them. I'm sorry,
Okay, there's a fine line.
So you're of the ends justifying the means.
There's a fine line between having, you know, natural breasts and having a shelf, you know.
I'm sorry.
It's called integrity.
If it's a beauty contest, it should be on natural beauty,
not enhanced.
And if you want to keep faking it, that the fact that it's a beauty pageant that also has to do with how smart they are. Well, she failed that question.
Well, boy, did she!
Ooh, yeah.
Fail that
and
one.
Then if it's really about how smart they are, so they're earning scholarship money.
Oh yeah.
Then
I'm in school.
You know, if that's the case, then they shouldn't be in the swimsuit.
Yeah.
True. Mm-hmm.
Because if they want to wear a skimpy outfit and try to earn that quote unquote scholarship money, there's a place down the street there that has a nice pole they can swing on.
Oh.
And be open and out and about whoring themselves out that way.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's just my opinion, and I'm probably right.
It is 2009.
It's nine.
Yeah.
Chris knows.
Those, I think. Beauty contests of all kinds have completely outlived their relevance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, woman, and certainly child beauty contests,
oh God.
Which are...
Oh, those are annoying.
Those
I'm
are
sorry. I think
as long as they're still survivors after the child beauty contest.
Yeah. Oof.
They're horrible. Children's beauty contests should not be allowed.
No. And really, let's face it, with the female beauty contests... Some women, and no offense, should not be allowed to talk in front of a million people and prove just how stupid they are.
No, I think you're right. We need to do rewrite here and make sure that they don't speak.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I'm all for women not speaking.
Yes. Well, there's certain situations it helps them.
You have to look at it this way.
Saying, please, Daddy, please. That's fine. But other than that,
there is one person that is
what was
happy.
Was that Tom Hanks movie Who's Splash?
Yeah.
Where he had the mermaid who didn't speak for a while. She was perfect in that moment, and then when she learned to talk, it was kind of like eh.
That mermaid's old enough to be your mother.
Of course, the one who's
just only a number if you got game.
Yeah, the one that's most happiest about the comments of Carrie Pregina is probably Miss South Carolina from the year before, where she. Couldn't name countries or.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah.
Don't they give these women scripts so they know what they're supposed to say?
You
or
know,
can they read them?
Yes, but see, unfortunately, their mind can only hold enough information to remember to go left, right, stop, smile.
40% of Americans find
vice presidential campaign?
Iraq on a map or something.
Okay, yeah, there you
go.
All right, we are coming up here to the end of the show. We will be back next week. Next week will be Leather Ties, and we start our pledge drive. So start digging deep, please.
In the couch cushions, wherever.
Get ready.
I found a small fortune in my apartment.
Coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pasale. Remember, next 3 weeks during pledge drive, we will only be from 1 to 4. 12 to 1 will be special KPFT programming. So give a listen in there. We're not sure what's going on there. What's going to be in that time, but give a listen and then stay tuned for us from 1 to 4. And then after that, who knows when we'll be on. You've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT Houston. You can send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org or send us a letter to the station. It's time now for the PSAs. See you next week.
Night, everybody.
Some say the internet has hurt the art of letter writing, but here at KPFT, stamps still get the love and respect they deserve. Did you know you could write to your favorite shows, request a program schedule, or just share your ideas on programming, outreach, and more? Quick, write this down. KPFT's address is 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006.
you can send a letter to your favorite shows in care of KPFT, kick your program idea to the program director, or give your pledge to our membership department. Even if you don't have internet access, reaching out to KPFT is as easy as picking up a pen. Show your stamps some love. Again, the address is 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. You are listening to KPFT Houston.
Buy a ticket for KPFT's 39th birthday car raffle. A 2005 Mercury Grand Marquis GS with only 20,000 actual miles on it could be yours for a mere $20. Your raffle ticket purchase will go towards supporting KPFT's programming, and if you win, it should be the cheapest vehicle purchase you'll ever make. You can buy tickets at KPFT's offices, 419 Lovett Boulevard in Montrose, weekdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., or stop your favorite KPFT on-air personality or local station board member. They should have tickets. Raffle rules can be found at our website, kpft.org. If it's your style to put things off until the last minute, we'll be selling raffle tickets during the Art Car Parade on Saturday, May 9th. The drawing for this car will be held immediately after the Art Car Parade. You don't want to miss out on KPFT's 39th birthday car raffle. This is KPFT Houston.
The following program may contain language or imagery that may be offensive to some listeners. Discretion is advised. The Federal Communications Commission permits the broadcast of some profanity during hours deemed to be safe harbor when children are less likely to be listening. KPFT upholds a stricter policy permitting the broadcast of sensitive material only between the hours of midnight and 5 a.m. The FCC forbids the broadcast of some sexual discussions or other suggestive matters regardless of the hour. If you have questions or concerns, please call the program director during business hours at 713-526-4000. This is KPFT Houston.
Don't touch that radio dial. Coming up next will be the Zydeco Pasole Show on KPFT 90.1 Houston and 89.5 in Galveston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.